This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
FUBAR! What happened to our jingles?
Aye?
Well done.
Aye?
I've got it here.
Where is it?
Today on the Angelos and Barry Show.
No, he's changed the names round.
Barry.
I'm happy with... An Angelos show.
That is so.
No, French.
Needs a bit of work there. That's rubbish.
That's the jingle. You may think we were just saying that in the studio, but we wasn't. That is recorded for posterity.
You have no idea how many creatives they had to employ.
Yeah, God almighty. Do you know how many people that had to go through to get on the air?
It went through all the echelons of management.
Randy, honestly, this place, honestly, it's like trying to get anything done here. It's like being in the Kremlin. It's just red tape.
You wouldn't believe those bumbling Brussels bureaucrats.
Right, look, we're having a song or what? What is the deal here?
Oh, what is the deal? Oh, now this is good, this one. This is by Drake.
Watch me going out of the way. Come through.
My boomerang won't come back.
I've been all over the place, I was black in the face, I've been disgraced, the Aborigine race, my boomerang won't come back. Charlie Drake.
So lovely to hear that again.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Coming through. Wonderful.
Now, right, let's have a look at some of them lines in that song, Barry. I know you're keen to do that.
It goes saying like, last night I brought DOA to the studio, don't know what that is. Drugs, probably.
Oh, here we are.
They already had a stage.
Paragraph four, if you'd like to scroll down.
Yeah. They already had a stage. Yeah. And a booty pole.
Oh, yeah, booty
pole. It's supposed to be a lot of hard work going on.
Yeah.
Who the F can focus with this twerking going on?
Yes.
Now, look, this is clearly...
Well, what is he trying to say in this song?
He's saying he's trying to record his music, you know, Boomerang and all that. I think when Charlie Drake recorded this one, Stanley Baxter had done a duet with him.
Oh, right, yeah, I remember. And Dick Emery.
So, here's Charlie Drake trying to record this, and it's a cry of help. He can't concentrate because there's Dolly Birds twerking.
Yeah. You've got Dick Emery coming up in your face and going, oh, you are awful.
But I like you.
And then
except Drake didn't like them. He said, stop twerking.
Stop twerking in my face because I'm trying to play chess.
Exactly. Mm. So they're doing Showing Their Bottoms, Knockers and that.
Buffing the knockers up
against the pole.
Yeah.
Showing, opening their legs. Oh. You're looking straight into the new year, no doubt.
I have no doubt about that.
And I think it's
fruit to next Wednesday.
Disgusting.
Do you though, Barry?
Absolutely disgusting.
I think it's disgusting as well.
Yeah.
But having said that, I do like them lap dancing.
So do I. I do like to go there.
Well,
you belong to a club up your way, Neasden.
Yeah,
don't you?
I go to Big Bottoms, Neasden.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know the one.
Oh, no, it's near Big Knees in Bottomden, isn't it?
That's very, very close. Just up the road
from
there.
It's a sort of joke, but it doesn't matter. We'll edit that out later.
No, we won't. We'll keep it in.
Does that feature ladies with
Big booty. Yeah, I think they do have a system in there where your booty has to be of a specific size before you can even get through the door.
Right.
You know, in fact, if you can't get through the door because of the size of your booty,
you're welcome.
You are at an advantage.
Well,
you have to come through the disabled exit round the back.
I heard that they had to, you know, like you get a piano in through a window, they have to winch them up. The council come up.
That's it.
I mean, I imagine Kim Kardashian, she'd be straight in it. Or my wife, who's got a bottom as big as...
The size of the tight, it's enormous.
Yeah. It hit an iceberg and sank.
Unsinkable.
They said it was unsinkable. But
it did go down.
I say an iceberg, as Mr. Goldberg, who lives just up the road.
Oh, right. He took a lump out of it, didn't he?
He took a lump out of it, yeah. And
down she went. Yeah, so I'll go to Big Bottom, and it's, I mean, if you get there for about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, hang around the disabled wheelchair door, you see them all going in because of the size of them, you know. And then in the night, you can just watch them gyrate round the pole.
Right.
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Have a amaretto.
Oh, nice, you know.
And just watch them, fling their bums around, like, for about 3 or 4 hours.
If that's what you like,
£70 well spent.
Of course it is, you know.
Do it for free on the internet. But if you want the live experience...
I'd imagine seeing them is up close like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like whale watching. You can watch it on the telly, but it's not quite the same.
Well, especially that one, you know, can spurt out of her spout hole like she does.
Exactly. That is a real treat.
I mean, that one you saw that time, you threw her a pilchard.
Yeah.
And she'd done the spouting, and she'd done a bit of spouting. Now, the larger bottom lady I've always liked.
I refer you to Margaret.
Oh, of course.
Exactly.
I mean, it's big, it wobbles.
It's beautiful.
Mm, it's the varicose.
I mean, I don't go in for any of this heroin chic supermodel.
Who likes that?
It's nonsense.
I mean,
you want something you can get your teeth into.
Oh,
Barry.
Absolutely. And what I would say, there's
Leave your teeth in your case.
How nice is my bottom? Is my bottom. Yeah. Have I got a good bottom? Well, yeah. if it can process waste via the colon, I would say...
It's functioning perfectly.
I like a nice big bottom, a nice big colon, not one of these heroin semicolons that you get. You know, I like a nice big...
Full colon.
A full colon.
Yeah.
One that doesn't have any problems with hemorrhoids or anything. It's clean. It's maybe had the anus bleached, you know.
Maybe they've had a... Colonic. Now, I know you go to one in Watford, don't you?
I do. The council do it. They use the same high-pressure hose that they get the chewing gum off the street outside the Wimpy.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's the same stuff they blast. Yeah, the pebble dashing off of council houses.
Yeah, I do my car with one of them.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Basically, they attach one of them high pressure, you know, the thing you do your driveway with it. It's a piece of medical equipment that will just nudge through the sphincter.
Remain nameless.
I'm not going to advertise.
No, exactly.
You know, it's an anal probe in actual fact.
Yeah.
Now, fire that up, you know, pump it up, bend over. I mean, I went to the bloke where I go, you know, to have my beauty treatment. He said, bend over, pull your trousers down. He said, now, when I do this, it's not uncommon to get an erection. I said, I haven't got one. He said, no, but I have. And it's all the old ones are the best ones, aren't they?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
They don't know, do they? I don't know them.
But
my bottom is not as big as Margaret's, but it works perfectly well. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
Functions perfectly.
You could eat your dinner off it. It's that clean.
Yeah, lovely.
You know,
I might do that just as an experiment.
Well, exactly. Not now. Let's wait till we've
have a pot noodle later off my buttocks.
Yeah. There's a spoon here somewhere.
Lovely. Or a fork.
A fork. Ooh,
no, you don't.
Be careful.
Don't use your fork.
Not with my anal hair. No. So.
Lovely.
I belong to, there is a club. I've got the platinum membership. It is in Watford. It's in Market Street. Club Beavers.
What does the platinum membership get you, Barry?
Well, you a chicken in a basket.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
If you come in there round about 7 o'clock.
Right. Nice and early.
Yeah. There's a roped off area.
VIP.
For all the VIPs, all the Watford VIPs, Graham Taylor.
Elton John.
George Michael, Kinky D.
Yeah. Kustark.
Ronnie Shits and Biscuits. And all those people.
Rusty Lee
up there on, it's like a velvety cushion.
But you feel like you've made it.
You feel like you're
when you're up there.
Cheap champagne. And then suddenly you hear it.
And all the dry ice. And
dry ice comes out.
They use smoke there.
Well, it's hopeless with my glaucoma. I couldn't see a thing. There's a great big blossom in front of me, and I wasn't sure it was. I said, Margaret, is that you? She's got a lovely smile, Margaret. It's easy to mistake it. So, boom.
Smoke and laser beams.
And through the smoke and laser beams comes a little diminutive old lady, Eastern European.
Oh.
They get him in there with the biggest arse you have ever... I mean, I said, this is worth the entrance fee on its own.
Yeah.
She's sidled up.
Well, she's like tiny, apart from this.
She's tiny, but she's wider than she is high. That's extraordinary. You know, she muffled.
She looks like someone's mocked her up on the internet.
She does. She's like you know those special effects you can get on your phone. It's
like a hall of mirrors.
Hall of mirrors, thing. So she comes up as she sort of waggles her way onto the podium at the VIP. She knocks over two glasses of beer that were on the side with her.
Well, that's £10.
That's £10 gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
So did you take, did she have a load of money in her thong?
Yes.
And so you just said, sorry, you've just knocked over my beer. So you just take £10 out of her knickers.
I took £10.
And she would have understood why you did that.
Couldn't feel it.
No.
I had to get someone in from, one of the bouncers to come round the side and pull it out. It was that wide about her. I didn't have any money to pay, so I just swiped my debit card in her arse crack. And it was very erotic,
Was it? Yeah, it was
lovely.
Lovely jubbly. Lovely jubbly.
Is this what they would call sexist? Is it sexist?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've done.
What did you see when you went out to Torquay Way on your holiday? That was incredible.
I mean, this is before I got to Torquay.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of celebrity gossip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, I don't know whether we can get sued or not for this. But,
well, be careful.
I will be, guys, you trade
just
carefully.
Just hint at who it was.
Yeah, I'll hint at who
hint
it was.
Hint at who it was.
It was Rihanna.
Rihanna, saw near Torquay.
So I'm in Malcolm's cafe.
That's it.
Right. And I've said to Rihanna, because, she's on tour, and I've said to her, listen, love, you've got to come in Malcolm's calf, because he does the nicest sausages, the loveliest breakfast, you could ever hope to have, here and on our shores. And I see it's very representative. Anyway, so in she comes, she comes in, she says, Malcolm don't care about anything,
He don't care about celebrities,
he don't care. And she says, hello, Malcolm, and he's unimpressed, And I says, Malcolm, do you mind? This is Rihanna.
Bit of respect sort of thing,
He went, I don't care who it is. Fair enough. And I said, and she says, can I have the full English, two sausages? And he goes, yeah, no problem at all. So he whips it up. And we go and sit down by the window and we have a cup of tea, me and Rihanna, and we're having a, chat about the bus system what have you, And so over comes the food and she sees the food and she's like blown away. And I said, this is Malcolm's cafe. It's not anyone's cafe, it's Malcolm's. She's like, oh my God, this is one of the best full Englishes I've ever had, So she starts eating it, touching to the egg first of all. Cracks the yolk, that goes all over the bacon. So she, chucks it in the bacon, dips the bacon into the yolk, and she's away. Then she sticks her knife in one of the sausages.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She sticks her knife in one of the sausages, cuts through the middle, picks it up with her fork, goes to stick it in her gob, and luckily, she looks at it, and it's all pink in the middle.
Ow.
He ain't cooked the sausages.
Oh, God, embarrassing for you, isn't it? Oh, you've said it
well,
all
I recommended a calf to her.
Of course.
So I said, Rihanna, stick that sausage back on the plate.
Immediate stop.
Just stay there, please. And I march up to Malcolm. And I say, listen, mate, I don't care, right? I don't care about anything.
No, we know that.
No.
But this...
But this thing,
yeah.
I care all about this, right? You have been tasked with one thing, and that is to make a full English breakfast for Rihanna, the famous Barbadian pop star.
Pop star.
Right? Who's come in your calf. And you have buggered up her sausages. Now, I don't mind eating buggered sausages.
Yeah, cool, you
I'll
don't.
Eat, I'll eat pink sausages till the cows
come home.
And I'll get gastroenteritis. But this is Rihanna.
Yeah, of
she
course.
She can't afford to have gastroenteritis.
Right.
Because she's got to go on to Wembley.
To Wembley.
Right, and sing. You can't have her singing like and spewing up sausage all over the front row because they're kids and they don't like that sort of thing.
No, exactly. So she's an international pop phenomenon.
Superstar, exactly.
Yes.
So I said, right, Malcolm, give me that fiver back.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah,
quite, I mean, I don't mind paying for my one, I'll eat the
same.
But you
eat,
can't.
Yeah.
Give me the fiver back for food.
Right.
And he said, no. I should give it back, Malcolm.
Oh, dear.
Give it back.
You can turn like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did. I should give it back, Malcolm, otherwise I'm going to hit the roof. And I'm going to get this bottle of milk and I'm going to shove it straight through your pinball machine.
Yeah.
Right? And, well, I think that did the trick. Because although he didn't give me the fiver back, he did give me £2.50 back. And then we chat, and in the end, she ate the sausages.
Right. All right. Now, all right, I wasn't going to mention it, but I'm gonna say it right now.
You go on.
Lindsay Dawn McKenzie, the former page three
you don't
and
have to tell me
Daily Star knocker warrior.
Oh, yeah.
She
what?
Come down beavers.
Yeah, what?
And
yeah.
Just like you, they were serving ill-prepared food.
Oh, my goodness.
They do a pie.
Yeah.
They do a lasagna. Yeah. So she digs into lasagna. I invited her down there. I met her at Wembley Arena that time, when she was level 42.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
Mark King Thunderthumbs.
Mark Thunderthumbs. So I says, come down, Club Beavers, you can get a gig there, right? Mm. I sit them down. I says, eat some lasagna. She has a lasagna. She digs in. It's frozen in the middle. They hadn't microwaved it properly. Well,
what did you do?
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. I did not have time.
What did you do?
I did not have time to do nothing about it. She'd eaten half it. Suddenly she gets up. She's going to give a demonstration pole dance. Right. Let me tell you.
What did you do?
The fecal matter that sprayed out of her bottom. On the all over the pole, all over the stage. Now, I was embarrassed. She had a stomach complaint. She starts gyrating around. She was sick on two of the punters. One of them was my brother-in-law, David.
Yeah.
He was appalled by it.
Did she get his money back?
She was sliding all over the place. In the end, the council turned up, closed the place down.
Yeah, well, this is what you get.
If you feed any lap dancers or pop stars with undercooked food...
It's a joke. Disgusting. I bet it was all schmeats as well. I bet it was all schmeats.
It was all schmeats. Bloody disgusting.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Ah, what did you do anything or did you just say, look, I held my hands up?
Oh, well, I held my hands up and I picked my feet up and it was all over the place.
Get out of the way,
and I just sent her a card and I said, I'm really sorry about the botulism, but you've got a lovely ass.
And you did very well.
You did very well to keep
there.
Going under the circumstances.
Now, well, she's a professional. She's going to keep going, Barry. She's not going to just pack it in.
The show must go on, even if you've got diarrhea. Yeah. Coming down your legs, and the variety of council officials threatening to close the place down.
She carried on.
Absolutely disgusting.
Well, that is why these people become celebrities.
Well, because
they've got staying power.
Exactly.
Do you have a song?
Oh dear, this is a. I don't know what this shit is like, but it's called "Push the Feeling On." But I know this one is shit.
One, two.
Nightcrawlers.
Oh, is it? The Nightcrawlers?
That's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I used to get that when I was sleeping in my tent. it's like poison ivy, isn't it?
Push the feeling on and pull it off.
Pull it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had some wonderful, wonderful...
Superb
guests since we've been on the air
doing this
rubbish.
Including Rusty Lee.
We had Rusty Lee, Barack Obama.
Yeah, he was on.
That fellow with the hook.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, he got on.
Yeah, Abu Hamzes.
Abu Hamzes, yes, was on. He was quite nice.
He was, yes. I think he's had a very rough time,
well,
of it, to be honest with you.
He's had a terrible time, but what happened to him was when he was in here that time, tried to scratch his eyeball and took it out with his hook.
He scratched his arse. He ripped a great lump out of it, didn't he?
Oh, who else we have on?
His coffee.
We had Scooby Doo.
Yeah, the dog and the bloke with a hairy chin.
Out of Scooby Doo.
Off of Scooby Doo.
We had Hilary Swank.
Yes, but we had her like when she when she played a boy in that show.
That's right. When she before she had the S in the middle of her name, didn't she?
Yeah.
But we had also How to Do It All Do It.
Fred Dibner.
Fred Dibner off of the Ping Pong Channel.
That's right.
And we had
Ronnie, we had the owner of Wix.
We had the owner of Wix in Ronnie Corbett, Ronnie Golden, Ronnie Sullivan.
Ronnie Hazelhurst.
The two Ronnies.
And Ronald McDonald.
But now...
Well, now we have got the guest of all guests. We have got in the studio with us Mr. James Martin Arge.
Off of the Towie programme.
That means the only ways, yes. It's what's called a mnemonic.
It's an acronym.
Oh, whatever.
It's an acronym. How are you, Arge?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Can you believe?
Come all the way here to see us.
Yeah. It's only an hour away. It's not too bad.
Oh, it's not far.
No, it's not far. You could have pretended you'd come a bit
come all the way from Birmingham. But we know you come from Essex, so you couldn't have lied.
I can't lie, no.
No, exactly, because we know that you're from Essex, because you're from Essex Pro.
Big question. Is the only way Essex, or are there other ways?
Is it the only way?
Is it the only way?
It must be at least three other ways.
I'd like to think it's the only way, yeah.
What is it about Essex that everyone so loves?
Yeah, what is it?
I think just just having a bit of a laugh, really, like just going out and...
Go Sugar Up.
Yeah, going down to Sugar Up, mate. Getting yourself...
Do you know what Sugar Up is,
Barry? It's a club, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a club. You come down Beavers, where I've done with that. Have you ever been? In Faces?
Yep, I was in Faces. Actually, it's a bit embarrassing. I was in Faces twice over the weekend.
Bloody, you're the only
Friday,
Face
Saturday.
In there, mate.
What were you doing? Bacardi breezes, knocking back shooters. What was it? What were you doing?
Yeah, there was a few shots and
a few
drinks here and there.
Some of the colours of these drinks now.
Oh,
I mean, it's like you're drinking toxic waste, isn't it, Barry?
Isn't it? A Bezique. I expect you get a Bezique there. A Taboo.
Slippery Nipple.
A Dubonnet.
Slippery Nipple.
What's your tipple, Arch?
I don't know. I don't mind a little Jaeger Bomb or a Zambuca, I suppose.
Nice.
What was your second one?
A Zambuca.
Zambuca. Flaming Zambuca, Arch.
Yeah.
You got to light that little shot, didn't you?
Tell me.
Knock it down your neck.
Arch, you are a very friendly, lovely chap. Quite nice white teeth, I notice.
I've had them done. I had veneers.
Have you?
Yeah, mini makeover.
How much did they cost?
I think it was about $5,000.
You're joking.
He's chuck about Charlie, this fella.
What did they look like before us? They must have been a right
they
mess.
They were terrible, yeah.
Really?
They were
like,
yeah,
right
terrible.
State.
Too many Jaeger bombs, no
doubt. Way too many.
Tell
too
me
much
this.
Sugar.
I bet you have to beat the birds off with a dirty stick.
Don't you?
How many birds have you got on the go?
No, I ain't got anyone.
Get out of it, two out there staring at you.
Pull the other one. It's got bells on it.
Bells on it. Oh, you must be in your mind.
No, I promise you, I'm not at all. I'm actually, completely single at the moment.
Is it because you hang around with Mark Wright?
Probably because I hang around with Mark Wright. Yeah,
all the girls
seem to go for him, and I'm sort of left with nothing, yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you hang around with someone, you know, like
ugly?
Like Diags a bit more, maybe.
Who?
My mate Diags is also on the show.
Hang around with Diags! Why wouldn't you hang around with Diags?
And
you like him?
No, I do, yeah, he's my mate as well, but I suppose I spend a bit more time with Mark.
You spend more time with Mark because he's really famous and you want to, like, get photographed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, thank you for being really honest, Mark. Oh, that is candidness that we appreciate on the show. Yeah.
Are you doing some more Only Way as Essex shows?
Yeah.
How many series of that show have you done?
We've done we're about to do Series 12.
Series 12?
Starting in about a month's time.
But
it's
been going for 12 years. What did they do, 2 a year?
It's been about... we've been doing about 3 a year, yeah. We've been doing for 4 years now.
This is very important. I do need to ask you this.
Yeah.
Is it made up? Are you all real people? Do you discuss the plot, or is it for real sort of thing?
Yeah. No, it's not made up. We are all real people.
No,
believe it or not.
No, no way.
You're
believe
joking.
It or not, yeah,
you mean
it's
actually like that?
Yeah, it's actually like that.
You mean you actually speak like this in real life?
This is not. This is yeah.
Not,
yeah.
I don't believe. God, blimey. Did you all hang around together before
yeah.
the show?
Yeah, really? We did. Yeah, we've all been friends since we were kids.
Friends with that fella off Big Brother as well.
Who's that?
What's his name?
Oh,
what's his name?
Nasty Nick.
No, no.
What's his name? Is it the one?
Brian.
Ryan.
Oh yeah, no, I don't really know him.
No, you're not so allowed to say that, are you?
I just don't really know him.
No, okay.
Because there was controversy, Barry.
What's that?
Oh yeah, there was controversy.
About what happened?
Well, I you don't have to listen.
No,
to
you
this.
Don't.
You don't have to get involved.
Worry, don't
you
get
comment
involved.
With this.
Leave it, mate. No, just leave no. it. Leave it. Go on.
Well, there was rumour that Brian come up with the idea for the Only Way. Just
oh,
someone nicked
Brian
the idea off
Bello.
Him. That's it. That's yeah, it. But Argy would not comment on that, and I wouldn't expect him to comment on it. No.
No,
because
he
won't know.
No.
Do you know?
Who knows?
No.
Okay.
Shaking his head.
Now, listen, this fella, there's more to him than, meets the eye. He's a singer. Go on, then.
No. I'm not really a proper singer. I just
get up. Listen to me, Arj. Listen to me, mate. You are going to sing in this studio, okay?
I've got a bad cold.
Oh, well, I'm gonna sing with you, so you know you're gonna be fine.
What do you like? You like the Rat Pack, don't you?
Anything you like,
you're a bit Sinatra. Like, fly me to the moon.
One,
you have to do it now.
Fly me to the moon.
Come and join in, Arj. And me stay amongst the stars. Let me say what spring is like in Jupiter and Mars. He's not having it. He's not having it.
If he keeps singing, what I'll grab.
No, what if
do?
I didn't have a cold? I'd be well up for it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you? You don't want to sing with a cold because you don't want to let your fans down.
No, I just feel like a bit of a woolly.
Well, it says on here, very specifically on this piece of paper, he's an English, and then in brackets, or Irish. It's supposed to say descent. It says decent.
Oh, okay.
Irish decent.
Oh, right, yes.
He's an actor.
Spelling problems, is it?
Spelling problems.
Yes, thanks, girls.
Irish decent.
Finish me.
He's a radio host. Now, you do a bit of hospital radio. Where are we going wrong?
No, I did a little bit, in one of the series from Towie, but
which
I haven't done it since. It was a hospital in Chelmsford. It was Chelmsford Hospital.
Oh, right. Chelmsford.
Yeah.
And what sort of music do you play?
I played a bit of everything. I think I played modern stuff like Chris Brown, and I played like old stuff like Dean Martin.
Yeah,
a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I wasn't that good though, to be honest.
He famously dated Lydia Bright and Gemma Collins on the show. You filthy beast.
So you do have birds.
Yes. Yeah. Who was the nicest out of those two?
Who would you have married if they hadn't dumped you?
They're not
nice.
Did they dump you or did you dump them?
Well,
or was there controversy?
Lydia was probably you probably could say I got dumped by Lydia because of what I
what did you do?
Well, I think I started kissing other girls.
Gemma Collins, no doubt.
He's a big fan of the Rat Pack, and they used to just bonk whoever they want.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that is.
So I was trying to be like
just
them.
Trying to be like Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, so you went out with Gemma Collins
for less than a month.
It must be very difficult. Were you told to go out with her by the company?
No, not at all. No.
But you thought, if I go out with her, this should be a good storyline. I'll get a bit more camera time here.
Well,
get a front cover of Heat magazine.
Exactly.
On that.
Look, you have been on Loose Women. Which Loose Women were you on?
Have you been on? Linda Bellingham.
Bellingham. She makes a lovely bit of gravy, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
The first series of the Channel 5 reality series, Celebrity Super Spa, don't remember that, with Helen Flanagan.
Well, she's she's the one from the jungle, isn't she, in the bikini?
She's lovely, yeah.
Why don't you go out with her, Raj?
Because she's got a boyfriend.
Who is he?
Who's a footballer.
Who is he?
I think his name's Scott Sinclair. Well, I know his name is.
Is he famous?
He's a footballer. Which, so if you like football, you know who he is.
Which team does he play for?
I'm not too sure at the moment. It was Man City. I think it might be West Brom.
Oh, right. He's proper. He's proper.
Yeah. You went out with Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee's a legend.
Lovely.
What, did you dump her or did she dump you?
No, Rusty Lee's just my mate.
Is she?
Yeah, oh, she was on the show.
Oh, you didn't go out with her then?
No. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. She was in the Celebrities Super.
What a shame.
She's
what
a legend.
What a shame. Should have gone out with
her.
You have to do in the Celebrity Super Spa?
Do
you have to go and shopping?
Nah, just doing loads of treatments, basically.
Really? So, I mean, between Linda Bellingham with her Oxo and Rusty Lee, they may have fed you
with
up.
With her rocks.
She's fed you up. So with the spa, did you have to do any colonics, that sort of thing?
No.
You refused.
Drew
the line at that.
Drew the line at that. John Burton Race. I know, I remember him.
I actually had a colonic on Saturday once.
How kind of you tell us that?
Good for you.
I had a colonic this morning. I just stuck a nose up my arse before I come out.
That's true. I mean, the thing is, it's what's inside that counts, isn't it? Not so much the outside.
Exactly.
You know, and then there's John Burton Race. Always looked like a miserable git.
Who's he?
Is he a chef?
Yeah.
He looks so miserable.
John Burton.
He's all right. He's a bit serious at times. Yeah.
Bit serious at times.
You're nice about everyone, aren't you?
He's a nice.
He knows which side his bread is buttered.
Of course he does. Jodie Latham, never heard of her.
No.
And him.
Oh, him. And Yvette Fielding off the Ghost programme.
Oh, Jerrica Cora.
Yeah.
Did she ever say whether she saw a ghost or was it a load of bunkum?
She made out to me that it was all pretty real, but I don't know. I don't know if I believe it.
She's not going to come on telly and then, short of the story.
It's a load of old bollocks.
Now look,
I believe in all of that stuff.
Well, wouldn't you saw a ghost, didn't you?
Yeah, I did see a ghost. Yeah.
Was it at your house or was it on
holiday? No, he was driving down the M40 in a motor, and I thought it's a ghost, but it wasn't a ghost.
What was it? A sign?
No, it was a person in a car. But I just thought it was a ghost because they look very white.
White as a sheet. One night I woke up and saw a hideous, hideous thing coming towards me.
An apparition.
An apparition.
Yes.
And it was Mum Margaret. She's got a facial cream. She puts on.
Then
as a bit of a joke, occasionally she
dressed up like the Ku Klux Klan.
As a Ku Klux Klan behind the curtains. Hello, Margaret. I'm home, and I just hear a shuffle behind the curtains, and I open the curtain, and there she is with a burning cross.
In the front garden.
In the front garden.
Now, it is a bit of fun, isn't it, Barry?
Oh, it's a
keeps
bit of
the marriage alive. Odds.
It keeps things going.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Go on.
Would you like, when you're not doing TOWIE and that, do you have to have a job? Does it pay? Does TOWIE pay enough to cover the year?
Of course it does.
We don't do too bad off the back of TOWIE.
How much do you get paid?
He always asks this.
It's different every. I earn a different amount of money every month.
Just like in case how much time you're on the telly and your pension on all that, does it? And what corporates you do? What's a good month for you?
Oh, I don't know.
It's nearly there. He's teetering. Keep going. Come on.
A few good months here and there.
Yeah, what's the most you've ever had out of 1 month?
Love it.
I couldn't possibly say. I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
He doesn't know. I know every penny I earn.
And I'll tell you what. What we're going to do is
we're
going to have a song, and while it's on, we'll get him on the ground, get him in a Boston crab, and find out how much he flipping well earns. This is Alexandria O'Neill. She's
give a shit.
A deep voice for a. She won the X Factor, didn't she?
Yeah.
Here she is.
I don't know.
All you want to do is criticise, you prick.
Yeah. I quite like that one.
now.
I quite like that one.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that one. It reminds me of something from the 80s.
Don't dance
and now. You know what I mean?
As Alexandria O'Neill fades away.
Oh, it is from the 80s.
It is. She can come back again. We enjoyed that. Talking of what you earned, we've had a little look, and that's
not bad.
That's mine.
Yeah.
And
I would do the same.
You'd do the same, but
there's nothing there. There's nothing in my pocket.
But Arge, I mean,
he is raking it in. We're having a chat off air.
Yeah.
And he was telling us
the sex, the money.
it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
The amount of money he makes, it would make you blush.
It would make you blush. He's done, what, 10 in a bed, wasn't it? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's been spit roasting.
He's done a lot.
And what is going to break things in for him now is his new book, what he's got. Is it out now or is it coming out?
No, it's out now. It's been out for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, for the last 3 weeks. And how's it doing?
It's doing really well. It's spent 3 weeks in the Sunday Times bestsellers list.
What's it called?
In at number four.
Number four in the Sunday Times bestsellers list.
What's it called?
It's called Living It Arge.
Like it? And is it like an autobiography?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? They get younger and younger. That Wayne Rooney's son, he sent his out. He was still when he was a fetus.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to get in there.
Everyone's
got a story to tell. Even if you haven't lived yet.
Oh, is it a rags to riches story?
I suppose in certain ways it's about a story of a normal Wessex boy who's just a normal kid, not too sure what he's going to do with his life, and then a few months later he's collecting BAFTA awards.
What's the controversial bit? I think a lot of
people are talking about, you know, I think I've admitted to quite a lot of stuff when I was obviously with Lydia. You know, and the cheating stuff. I've had to admit a fair bit of that.
And arson attacks.
There's a little bit of
thing.
You know, a little bit of gossip as to certain girls that I've kissed maybe and stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And did you kiss them all around the Essex area, or was it
pretty
elsewhere?
Much? No, everywhere, to be honest with you.
You kissed them everywhere, what, right up towards Southend Pier, no doubt. I bet you did, you filthy. Did you kiss them around the Canvey Island?
I love Canvey Island.
Yeah, so do I.
What's that other island up there that Dr. Feelgood are from?
Oh dear.
Don't clone. Doctor what?
Doctor Feelgood.
He don't know Doctor Feelgood.
Of course he knows Doctor Feelgood, isn't he?
Do you know Doctor Feelgood?
Never heard
from
of
the Thames Delta. Wilco Johnson. Surely.
No. Does that not feature in your book at all?
What about the Kersal Fires?
What about Southend? Do you know Billericay Dicky by Ian Dury in the Blockheads?
No.
Oh dear, any other Essex? What other Essex references have we got? You must be. You a Happy Hammers fan, or you a Southend? Spurs fan. Spurs fan, is
it? Oh, lovely. I mean, they've had a shocker, haven't they, this season? Really? Really?
Yeah, it's terrible. The perennial underachievers, Spurs, haven't they?
They haven't done too well this season, no.
I mean, they
started
well.
Not as bad as Man U, though.
Well, that is true.
That is true. Now, look, so when you've got the book out and all that, you do the TOWIE, you do the PAs, which for us business people, it stands for personal business.
So talk us through a PA, Arge. What happens in a PA?
Basically,
you get the call.
Now, basically...
Hello, Arge speaking.
Sorry, no, I'm just talking to Lydia.
Yeah.
Basically, a PA, you just get paid quite a good money to turn up to a nightclub for an hour and just get pissed and try and pull a bird and then leave.
Okay, let's just recreate it. Hello, Arge.
I speak. Oh, hello, Arge. Listen, I've got a job for you tonight at Eaton Rifles nightclub. It's somewhere in the M25. Can you come and wave at people? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
How much would that be? Is it per wave, or do you just get a block? You know,
you book for a period of time.
No, it's a certain amount up front, I think.
Arj, there will be sausage rolls, the occasional scotch egg, but you will have to put up with birds trying to claw at you. Is that all right?
That's absolutely fine.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I'd kill for that sort of life.
Beautiful,
Arch. Mate. Listen, your book, how much it retail at?
I mean, how much
at?
Do they pay you to do
you know
that,
what? Though? I think it's really weird. It's like $12.99 in Waterstones and WH Smith's.
Like Tesco's.
But then in Tesco's and Asda, it's only like £6 or something.
They do this, though. They do this.
They undercut,
you see. Yeah. I mean, because they buy so many in, because there's so many of them.
Yeah, it's a massive.
They can afford to sell it at a lower price.
But what, is there anyone in your book, has anyone come back to you and said, oh, that's a bit unfair, I never said that to you?
Good question.
I mean, particularly anyone from the Towie cast.
Yeah. No.
Have you got yourself in hot water?
No, I've probably got myself in hot water with maybe my ex-girlfriend and stuff, but apart from that, everyone else has been pretty happy and pleased.
Yeah, is there anyone like her who says, look, I didn't ask for any of this attention, how dare you drag me into it, sort of thing?
I think everyone that's mentioned in the book loves the attention, probably because they're on Towie or whatever, so they probably they're happy. But
tell me, when Towie finishes, what is it? What do you think you might do?
I don't have a clue. Not much.
How old are you now?
26.
Oh, you're fine, mate.
You're fine. 26 is a spring chicken,
isn't it? Do you think you'll stay in television, or do you think maybe you will become something else? You must have some idea, because you're signed until 2016.
Well, I've started until 2016, that means I would have... I would have been on TV regularly for 6 years.
Yes.
So it's quite a long time.
Good for you, mate.
So fingers crossed it might get, you know, more after that. If not, who knows? Maybe do The Jungle, maybe do Strictly, Big Brother. Things like, I'll do a few bits and bobs.
That'd be nice. Okay. What are there any plans for any spin-off? You know, The Only Way is Sussex, The Only Way is Hertfordshire, The Only Way is Lincolnshire,
I'm not too
West
sure.
West Yorkshire.
Not at the moment, I don't think.
And what do you think have made in Chelsea? How do you think it
it's
compares?
A rip-off, mate. It's a rip-off.
Oh, no, it's a rip-off.
No, do you know what? It's not a terrible show, but, all it is basically they've seen Towie, the production company has seen Towie, that's seen the success, and thought, we're going to copy exactly what they do and try and do exactly what they do, but we're going to set it in a different area with posh people. So it is a complete copy of The Only Way is Essex with posh people. Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't get half of our, I think it gets about half our viewing figure, so we've got nothing to worry about.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Now,
mate.
Listen, are we going to touch on it? Or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shall we touch on it? Not literally.
Oh, no.
Recently, a naked picture of Arch, or Large as we now call him, was leaked online, showing the full extent of his manhood. It was all Twitter.
Can I just pull you up on something?
Yes.
When they say leaked, now presumably you took the photograph on your phone.
Yeah.
Who on earth did you give it to accidentally for it to end up on Twitter?
And then when it gets on the internet, your Willy, couldn't you just pull it off?
Oh, do you know what? It's a long story.
It certainly is. We've seen it.
We've certainly seen that, yeah. Go on.
A photo was taken. It was sent to someone who I thought I could trust. She sent it to one of her friends and whatever. And
you're kidding me.
A lady took a picture of your winkle.
I took it myself and sent it to a lady.
Oh, blimey.
Did you? In the hope of...
I thought I was looking sexy at the time, obviously, but...
And it's done with it.
Were you hoping she would do the same?
I wasn't hoping she'd send
but
it back to me.
But, you are an international television star. You can't just sending pictures of your bell end all round the
It was taken
globe.
Over a year and a half ago. One of them things.
But even a year and a half ago, you're still on Towie.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you were in the midst of it all, yeah, and you still right thought it was appropriate to send a picture of your penis to an unknown lady.
Disgusting.
She wasn't unknown.
What? She's famous.
Is she famous? Is she another one off of Towie?
Yeah.
And you thought you could trust her?
I did think I could.
And
but
she banged it on the internet.
That is
are you still friends?
Yeah, believe
still
it or not.
Friends,
yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
Did she make any money out of it?
Probably.
Really? How much?
Don't know. It wouldn't have been worth much.
Now, look, we are going to come back with some... If you right to hang around for a second?
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
Thoroughly enjoying this.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this. We're going to have another song and we're going to... When we come back, we're going to reveal something absolutely unbelievable. So don't go away.
What is this?
Oh, my God, what a racket.
Carnival time.
It's called Insomnia.
Oh, and that's exactly what this will give you.
All right, Arch. We got Arch with us. Here we go. That's Insomnia, Faithless.
Big in the 90s,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, Arch recreated the scene at Faces in Loughton just now. Yeah. He's been jigging round the room.
Yeah.
We even managed to see his winkle that's been such a hit on the internet.
Right. We've taken a photo of it.
We've taken a photo. We're going to tweak it later. Yeah. Not tweak it. We're going to tweak the end of it.
Tweak.
He's a wonderful fella. Yeah. We're insanely jealous, aren't we?
Of his life.
His life.
Taking a life.
What a wonderful time
and,
he has.
And Arj, what did you, before all this was thrust upon you, yeah, you were stuck on the telly and all that sort of carry on, what is it what you've done before this?
I was living in Spain.
Well, how come you was living in Spain?
And lives in Spain?
At the age of 22.
Me and my girlfriend at the time, we were sort of both.
Lydia.
Yeah, we were both in sort of dead-end jobs.
Did
really
you know Charlton Heston's wife was called Lydia as well? Just, you know, just... just
she didn't know that. What was the dead-end job he was doing?
Well, I think Lydia was a... Lydia was a receptionist somewhere, and she wasn't. And she had to travel miles every day.
A timeshare.
And I was just like, I was trying to work at stockbrokers, and I just wasn't.
Was she in Spain?
No. This is in England, and I was working in
that's
a stockbroker.
That's why they moved. Sorry about him, Arsh. That's why they moved out.
Because I basically I didn't do one deal when I was there for about 3 months. I didn't do one single deal.
Really?
So I was basically thinking, what am I going to do? And then we thought, you know what? Let's. We've got family and friends in Marbella, and we go there on holiday. We have such a great time. And we won't do a have a you know. To take a summer away, so
yeah, nice.
So we moved out there. She got a job as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Oh, yes.
And
Human League. He won't have heard of them. He's pretending. He
Phil Oakey. Human the Phil Oakey.
He don't know what we're talking about.
Birds from the nightclub.
And then you got.
I was doing singing out in Spain, like in bars and restaurants and things.
Yeah, they were lucky enough to hear some of that. Not us. Doesn't matter.
You're only on live radio. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Big opportunity. Don't worry about it. Millions of listeners. But don't worry about it.
Now, we were thinking about his singing, incidentally. If he, you know, done a bit more singing on the show, he could have a pop career, this fella.
We are trying to line something up for you when you're on the way of Essex. You know, he's finished. We're trying to sort something out for
Angelos you, knows a fella with a tape recorder, don't you?
Yeah,
near
I
your
do.
Place. And he's got a microphone. Well, you could get one probably off
get a microphone, get off here. But the record button has fallen off. But it's no problem. It still works.
All we have to do, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is a bit of white plastic on it. You press that down with the play. Get the mic.
Yeah.
You sing into it. We'll send it off to...
Make a C90.
To... With someone who knows
someone
about music
in the
and
music,
that.
In the music. And, it's probably Simon Callow.
Simon Callow, and before you know it, hey presto.
You'll be on Britain's Got Talents.
You'll be on Britain's Got Talents.
Lovely.
How about that?
Arsh has got to go because he's got to go to the gym. It's pretty
believe
buff,
it or not.
It is. He's got to go to the gym.
I don't believe that you need to go to
no,
it.
No, I don't.
He's
I've got to lose a couple of stones. I've got two stones to go.
Two stones? How much have you lost your...
I've lost about half a stone so far.
Judging by that picture, there's a couple of stone he could lose. Ladies and gentlemen, Arj is about to leave the building. We want to thank him. He's been absolutely... Wonderful.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Arch. That was Arch, ladies and gentlemen.
What's this coming up now?
This is some shit called The Plague by Crystal Castles.
Monkeys
or Crystal Castles by The Plague.
No,
that doesn't really say.
No.
It doesn't start off very well,
no,
does it?
It takes ages. A lot of these new songs take
they
ages.
They do. Arge is standing up. He's pulling his pants back on. He's well leaving the room. Well done, Arge.
Well done, Arge.
Bye bye.
Shaking hands
as we wait for the vocals to arrive.
Coming.
Here they come.
Here they come.
Bye, Arge. We've got three seconds. Arge. Bye, Arge.
Good luck.
Well, good luck and everything. Bye bye.
Yeah,
and here
bye,
we go.
Arge.
No, still. Nah, it's still.
Right, just keep.
It's still not going.
Right. Bye, Arge.
Bye, Arge.
Bye. I mean, how long? How much longer?
I don't know who chooses these songs.
There we go. There's your drum.
Helen Keller.
I mean, really, turn that off, Barry.
I wanted to hear.
I want you to like
factory
it.
Noise.
I would have gone down the chicken factory.
Yeah, that's enough of that shit.
Turn it off, for God's sake.
Dear, oh dear.
Get rid of it.
Can you stop giving this?
Can we have some ELO, please?
You got any ELO?
Excuse me. Can we have some ELO? Thank you. Or the On the Buses theme, I like that.
Nothing too much to work. I mean, notes in it.
Yeah, widdly piddly stuff. Drive me out the wall.
God almighty, they're all on...
That's computer stuff.
Drugs.
All on drugs.
You're listening to Barry and Angelos' show on FUBAR Radio.
We've got to rhyme now.
You know what we forgot to do?
What?
We forgot to say who's on the show today.
Do you know why we did that? Do you know why we forgot? Because we didn't know.
We didn't know.
But now we know.
We know. It's all in the clear. So just to recap, it's Arge off of Essex.
But he's gone.
We've got Cardinal Burns, who are award-winning sketchers. We've got Jay Foreman, who's a comedian, and tons of shit music.
Yeah,
so stay with us.
Shit music. So you can tune out at that point.
At that point.
Come back in for the chat.
But what we thought we'd better do is just get rid of the elephant in the room.
Yes, let's do that.
So
I got the... I got the call maybe like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Barry. And they said to me, are you interested? And I said, yeah, I'm interested, yeah. I'm talking about the Manchester United job.
The Man U job.
Because I mean, it's very, very unfair the way they treated David Moyes. But
yes.
At the same time, I'm thinking, if they want to give it to me, I'm interested. I'll listen to what they've got to say.
You've got a tracksuit as well, haven't you?
I got a tracksuit from Uniqlo.
Yeah.
And they ring me up and they say, are you interested in doing this Man United job? And I said, yes, I am interested. Of course, I'm not an idiot, God's sake.
Of course.
And I said, what are you paying? So they told me. I said, I'm interested. Let me ring you back.
Yeah.
So I put the phone down and I look at my schedule for the next 5 years and I found that when I looked at it, there was like fuck all there.
Yeah, plenty of time to do the coaching.
Yeah, loads of time. So I rang them back. I said, oh yeah, I can do it. And they said, brilliant. So we were dotting the I's and crossing the T's and just sorting out logistics of it all.
The logistics.
And then they said to me, these are the hours. And they sent me emailed over the hours.
And did you say, I do need a lunch hour?
Oh, I took one look at the hours and I'm like, are you taking the piss?
Oh, was it a lot?
No, you got to work Saturdays. You got to work some Sundays.
Right.
Tuesday nights?
Yeah,
nights. You got to do nights. I mean, it's like you got to give 7 days a week.
They want blood.
I mean, they was paying me. They was looking to pay me like 30 million. So I said, nothing is worth that.
That sort of money. Yeah. What did you say? Well, do you say, I need to think about it? No, I didn't.
I laughed in their face. I said, listen, mate. Right, I've got a tower over here of Crime Watch videos that I've got to get through.
Exactly.
Do you think I'd be able to do that if I got to come out of Manchester and not price around like a chit for like 7 or 8 hours a day? Like doing that and going working on Saturdays, you are having no wonder you can't find anyone to do this job.
Well, that's when they got in touch with me, it's a couple of hours later. What was this? Monday time.
Yeah.
I was at home. I got the phone call. Margaret says, I said, pass it over, sort of thing. You know, I thought it was another PPI and that. She'd go, it's Edward Woodward, chief exec of Manchester United. I says, okay, all right. And I was in the bath at the time. I tried out, got out there. I says, hello, how can I help you?
You were expecting a call, weren't you?
I was expecting something, you know, because the word was out there. Yeah. The funny thing was, I was always given to believe that him and David Moyes got on like brothers, the Giggs brothers. I've got all my badges. I've got all my coaching badges. I've got that. I've got an iron-on one that Margaret ironed onto my... I've got an old...
Swimming badge.
I've got. Yeah. I've got one that's from Frosty, Free with Frosties.
Yes.
Which has got the Tony the Lion. It just says, football is great. So I've got that badge.
Well, actually, that qualifies you, doesn't it, for the job?
Well, they asked if I've got the coaching badges. Yes, plainly I have.
I have got the coaching badges.
But I said, look, you know, my wife...
Got your National Express coaching
badge. I've got
badge.
A natural a badge. I've got a cycling proficiency. Yeah. I said, my wife will not move up to Manchester.
No.
I said, I can't spare the time.
No.
I said, I don't even like Man United. Don't even like
them. I don't think that matters, though.
Well, I've been a Watford supporter for a long, long time.
Yeah, you feel like you were like betraying them.
I would, really. And, you know, I mean, it's nice down at Watford. It's great at Watford as long as you don't sit behind Elton John. Because with that Marie Antoinette wig,
you can't see a bloody thing.
You'd be
your hands would be tied if Manchester had to play.
You probably couldn't even mention another team, you know. Mm. And so I said, no, I'm not interested, No thanks.
Shove it, mate.
And they went, oh, but... And I put the phone down to that point.
And they're not used to that,
No, they don't.
I bet they rang you back like a shot, didn't they?
And when they rang back, I'd done my funny Pakistani voice. I went, hello, Indian takeaway, that.
Yeah.
What is your order? And he says, oh, we wanted to speak to Barry from Watford. And I said, a biddy what? And he says,
I bet they would have liked that.
They love that. Yeah, anyway, I pretended to take an order. And at the last minute, I says, it is bad. And I'll shove
it. I shoved him on, and turn the job down.
Turn it down. But I say,
what did he order?
Oh, well, he said something about, you know, I made him go through the whole menu.
The menu, yeah.
He had a corn, chicken korma, he had a tandoori naan.
Yeah. I thought so.
He had all that sort of pessoir.
That's the sort of thing you would expect a chief executive of a football club to order. It's just a creamy muck.
Creamy muck.
Yeah, sugar.
Creamy, sugary muck with ghee.
Muck.
Muck. Mucky.
You think these people are sophisticated, but they are not.
If they aren't eating prawn sandwiches up there, they're on cheesy, creamy muck.
They're on. They don't have prawn sandwiches in the book. They've got cheese strings.
Yeah, that's what they got.
That's all they
eat. Why would I want to go to Old Trafford and eat cheese strings?
Yeah, I could do that in my living room.
Where my wife does a cheesy leek bake at home. Yeah. Do I want to go up there and eat cheese strings?
No.
Mr. Chief Executive.
Yeah. It's just another reason to turn it down.
I mean, the irony is that Man United were really developing a purple patch. And that's just Fergie's nose. All my jokes are falling on deaf. Do you know we've got on now some proper comedians are going to come on in a minute?
Coming on now.
Cardinal Burns are a British.
They sound very religious.
Religious comedy order. Award winning and BAFTA nominated. Oh, they fancy themselves, don't they?
Yeah.
BAFTA nominated sketch and character duo made up of Dustin Demery Burns and Seb Cardinal.
Yeah.
They have done everything in the world. They've won an award. They've got awards coming out of their bumholes. And they won the Rose d'Or Award. They won the...
Palme d'Or.
The Palme d'Or.
The Grand Prix.
They won the
Oscar.
They won an Oscar.
An Emmy.
They won the... Okay. I mean, that Archfella, he thinks he won with the TV... He won the TV Times. They won the Give Us a Break Awards.
They met at school in Edinburgh.
Oh, I bet they did.
Yeah, this is what goes on, isn't it?
It's not what you know, it's who you know. In this game, they won the broadcast.
And listen, look at this bit at the bottom here.
What's that?
They're both half French.
Oh, I knew they were saying.
There's always something, isn't there?
Is it too late to cancel?
There's always something.
There's always something. It's always a sting in the toe, isn't it?
Half French.
Oh, it's illegal now to be English, is it?
Makes you bloody sick.
Which half is it? The half that surrenders?
That's
some,
it.
Some burnt armpits.
Yeah, there we go.
One tank, barely
onions,
used.
Onions.
Three
reverse gears.
I thought we made it clear about three reverse gears.
Yeah,
I thought we made it clear about the French nation. Capitulation. Anyway, the Frenchies will be on shortly after this pile of shit, which is called It Takes Two. Can you hear the muttering?
If you don't put your phone on airplane mode and then you go live, then
we'll pick it up. Well, I'll put it on then. I'll just switch.
Yeah, put it on because otherwise it's going to go out live. And I mean,
yes,
I think,
we. You know. Hello there. We're joined
by
two French fellas.
Two half French fellas.
Off of Cardinal Burns.
We've got Seb Cardinal.
Pleasure to meet you.
Justin Burns.
Pleasure.
Okay. And I thought these two would be quite nice. Blokes,
yes.
But having met them, you know, just a minute ago,
go.
I'll be honest with you, Barry. I think they're a pair of twats, but
yes.
I could be wrong. But we'll find out.
I think give
in
us a
minute.
Chance. I think give us a chance.
Well, yeah, I think it's early days, and I think you know we've only just met, so you know, give us a chance and then see if we've got the goods.
Let us prove ourselves, basically.
Okay. Yes, okay. Well, you've done all sorts of things. You've won your BAFTA nominated. Yeah. Anyone
did
can
you
be
win
nominated.
No,
you
win. Look, we didn't win, but I think part of it is just you know entering the competition.
Okay.
And
I think it is all about winning, though, isn't it?
I agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay. I think I will too.
Sure, and they won the Rose d'Or.
They've run a Rose d'Or.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Oh, Barry,
is that in the garden
yeah,
somewhere?
It's actually in Brussels.
Oh, it's French, is it?
Yeah.
And you won that, did you?
No, we didn't actually. We got nominated. But again, I think it's just about entering the competition.
Yeah, that's two you haven't won. What else didn't you win?
Can anyone enter these competitions? Because if so, I'll have a go.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to make a programme first. And of course, we did that. Sorry, what was the question again, Barry?
What have you failed to win other than these two top prizes?
What have we failed to win?
Failed to win any other awards, or have you actually won
any awards?
We
failed to win.
Just make it easier. How many awards have you actually won?
Yeah,
have
I think that's won? A lot of work. Nice way of putting it.
Well, let's say we won two broadcast awards.
What are they?
Oh, well, listen, if you don't buy broadcast, then I don't know what you're doing with
a
radio show. Because it's all about the industry. It's all about the media. And it covers TV, it covers radio and everything, doesn't it?
Oh, you're right across that, are you?
Yeah, we bloody are, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you've won a couple of them.
We won two of those. We won a Laughter Award.
Now, that sounds like a made-up one, doesn't it? That sounds a bit like BAFTA, but...
Laughter.
Never heard of it.
Laughter I have, Barry. I've heard of one of them.
Laughter magazine.
Laughter magazine.
Loaded magazine.
Oh, that's the one with
it was bigger
with
than the,
bit, bigger
yeah.
than 90s.
Right, see how,
the ladies.
The ladies. Well,
that's it,
display.
In bikinis.
Naked ladies.
Keith Lemon.
So, and you won an award from that magazine, did you?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Well, that's miraculously, you've got a series on the telly tonight.
Against all the odds.
Against all the odds. It starts tonight. It's called Cardinal Burns.
Original.
10:30
yeah.
on Channel 4 tonight.
Wow.
And what do you do? It's sketches?
Well, it's actually... It's sketch comedy. Sorry, we were just doing characters there.
I was getting worried about that.
You know, those are characters that, you know, we often play in the show and stuff like that. No, but it's a great show. It's a sketch show. And it's going out at 10:30 tonight on Channel 4.
We're about to pull it.
Oh, they're much nicer in real life.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
We couldn't keep that up.
No, that would have been too much.
Too long. Fellas, what sort of comedy is it? Is it new wave or is it funny?
I mean, it's new wave.
What does that mean?
Well, new wave, it's a whole new movement, I think.
Okay, who started it?
Ben Elton. We did.
Well, I mean,
You're riding a new wave, crest of it, okay. And what does new wave mean?
Sorry. I mean, okay, it's a movement, and it's like we're pushing boundaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, carry on.
It's
you're pushing boundaries.
It's pushing boundaries. It's, you know, it's
just lots of makeup.
It's new
makeup, wigs.
Oh great! No, it's trash.
And prosthetics.
Prosthetics.
Oh god, yeah. Sometimes we're in the makeup chair for about 3 hours, 4 hours. Sometimes.
Waste of time. Yeah. Can't you just be funny?
Okay, that's
that's a bit below the belt.
That is below the belt. Yeah,
I know it is. I don't give a shit. So, you enjoyed yourself? Making this show?
Look.
It's been a wonderful experience.
Has it?
Oh, it's been fantastic.
What was the best thing about it?
I just think the kind of...
How long did it take?
The shooting process?
Yeah, how long did that take?
Shooting process takes, I mean, it took 6 weeks to shoot all in all from day one. I'm saying from day one to the rap.
To completion.
To the rap.
The rap's what we call...
Well, that's the end.
The rap's when you've ended and you basically... It's the last day of filming, and everyone goes, let's wrap.
Okay.
And you usually have, like, what's called a wrap party, and everyone goes fucking nuts. And you just lose your fucking rack.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got so much pent-up aggression.
That's right.
And
I mean, it's a real pressure cooker. There's so much going on for that 6 weeks, and you're really thrown in with a bunch of, wonderful people.
Yeah.
But strangers a lot of the time.
There must be a couple of dodgy apples in the barrel.
We can't talk about that.
Go on.
I think I can concur with... Yeah. And I say I don't like this too much, but it says that you're inspired by the League of Gentlemen, Big Train, never heard of any of them. Human Giant.
Oh,
you could write any old
crap down
there. And Eric and Tim's awesome show. No,
you better believe it.
Dick Emery.
Rush Abbott.
Yeah, I mean, they're good guys, but you know, I think we're looking at something a little bit new and a little bit more inspiring. You know.
No, I don't know. But does it have proper jokes in it? I mean, historical sketches, one where someone's got a one leg or keeps blowing off, that sort of thing. Funny stuff.
Falling down.
There is a bit of that. You'd like stuff going
in someone's face.
Fat ladies.
A little bit of that. There is some blowing off. We have one fat lady who keeps coming back in the returning sketch.
That's it.
Is that in the first... episode, or we got to sit through.
You've got to sit through like five of the sketches to get to the sixth one, and it's in that, and it's
and
just
that's when it takes off.
It's dynamite. Right. It's dynamite.
It's gold.
Anyone in it? Brian Connolly.
Anyone famous in it?
Connolly's not in it. Connolly wasn't available at the time.
No, well, he's been a busy man.
Have you worked with Connolly?
Of course, I've worked with Connolly. What are you, nuts?
Pasquale. What about Joe Pasquale?
Yes, yes, I have.
What's Pasquale like to work with?
Oh, he's difficult.
I hear he's a nightmare. Yeah. I hear he's a bloody nightmare. Exactly.
This is ELO with Don't Bring Me Down.
No,
more from these two in a bit if we can. Electric Light Orchestra,
and I tell you what, we've been
having a little bit of a laugh here. In all seriousness, they're all right, these two. We was only mucking about. We were just doing characters.
Yeah, we were just doing characters.
No, they're all right.
Sorry about that. It's just kind of what we do. We like to sort of warm up.
But at the end of the day, you just want to play yourself, you know.
We're not hiding behind a mask.
No.
Anyway, it's Cardinal Burns. They're on there tonight with their. It's a comedy show. Right. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's comedy shows. It's like a sketch show where we play different characters. Yes. I mean, wouldn't you say?
No, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. And you know, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, and we had a lot of fun making it, and hopefully, you know, that comes across when you watch it. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's infectious, and I think it rubs off, and I think there's a good energy from the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And
wildly different from the characters.
Not that different. Right.
Sorry,
what? Tell me, how long did it take to write this show?
Well, there's a question. How long did it take to write the show? Oh, okay. I mean, you know, we gave ourselves about a year.
We gave ourselves a good amount of time. We wanted to get it right. We wanted to hit the ground running. We wanted this show to be better than the first series. To really push ourselves.
We wanted to push ourselves. You want to
push the envelope. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, go on.
I mean, like Dustin said, you know, for us it was this great opportunity, and we just really wanted to make something that was bigger and bolder than we'd made before, you know?
Okay.
Right, so just looking at some of the characters, what you do, like the fun, presumably they're fun, it's still speaking, still speaking. There's a character called Banksy.
Oh,
the office. Yes, I'm still speaking. I'm just reading it.
What's
now.
What's the matter with you?
There's a character.
Yep,
Banksy.
That was great. Right, that was good fun.
Honestly, listen, if you two don't shut it up, right, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to fill your faces in.
Is Jay Foreman around? Is he nearly?
Because you really are getting on my shit
end.
We have tried really hard with you.
Hey, that's cool. Look,
we're just here to do our job.
Right, Barry, just speak.
There's a character called Banksy.
Banksy.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he?
He's a.
Can you shut up as well? Christ's sake. Right, there's a character called Banksy. The office. Can you stop going? Jesus. Right, you do a character called Banksy. The office flirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. And Young Dreams.
A reality
show. Yes, I'm getting that. I'm reading it.
It's written on the paper. Right, you don't have to keep finishing. Get your own words. Stop finishing his sentence.
Young Dreams, a spoof. Yeah. Of a reality show, The Hills Your Cue to Speak.
Right. Do you want to say anything about any of that?
No.
I mean, you know, say like this.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to fucking come down on you like a ton of bricks in a.
We've got our limits, buddy.
Yeah, you'd be the first time the French have fought back, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Right, okay. I draw the line at jokes about the French.
Yeah, bloody awkward squad.
Look, we're half French. Okay.
French?
Well, yeah, French.
Yeah. Well, how do you say it?
I say it like this. Prick. That's what I call you.
Okay, right. This is taking it to a new level.
Let's not race to it.
What are you going to do about it?
You just wait.
Let's just get this done. Then
right, let's get this done.
Let's get this over and done.
Angelos, calm down. Put that down. Put it down.
Really shouting to
you. Right. A rare treat, said Bob Mortimer.
Bob's great.
Do you want me to finish the quote?
Do you want me to finish it? Yeah.
Oh, really? Bob's great, is he?
Yeah, Bob's fantastic.
Oh, really?
And he's great to work with.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you get a chance to work with him, he's a fantastic.
You've got to work with Bob.
Oh, no, because I've never worked with Bob.
You have to. You should. He's a great guy.
All right, Barry, you should.
A rare treat. A rare treat, a funny sketch show. Mm-hmm. A funny sketch show. What's damning with faint praise, that's called, isn't it?
What did you set out to make? A load of old shit.
Listen, we just set out to make something that we were going to be really proud of. And we did.
Yes,
I think,
you said that. That prick's the one I like least out of these two.
Like, okay, now this is really. I mean, I don't know. You're going to back me up?
Buddy? Yeah, I've got.
I mean,
your
back me up, buddy, because this
here.
Guy. You
yeah,
know,
I'm here. For
answer a simple question, will you? I mean, you've been doing. This is your second series, isn't it? Now.
Yeah.
So how much you get? How much are you
get paid?
How much you get paid for this?
Before or after tax?
You don't pay any tax, you lot, do you?
No, we bloody do.
Oh, you bloody do.
Right, yeah, we do.
Right. Just give it
what
to
did
us.
You pay last year in tax?
What?
What did you pay last year
I'm an old age pensioner. I didn't fight for this country, admittedly, but if I had, I wouldn't be expected to pay
tax. The top 1% in this bloody country, which we are proud to be a part of, pay over 30% of the income tax for the rest of the country. So you do the math.
Yeah, it's not very funny, this, so, is it?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. We're not dancing monkeys, OK?
Listen,
I'm not dancing monkeys.
Listen to me. I don't give a shit how much you pay in tax. I just want to know how much you got paid for doing your telly show. OK?
And frankly, if you were dancing monkeys, it might be a little bit funnier than you two.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So do you want to tell me how much you got paid?
Yeah, nice, very funny.
Yeah, great.
Do you want to tell me? And no, then what is the back end?
No way. No, that's private info, mate. That's private
top
info.
Top bracket stuff. That's what I'm going to say to you right now. Top bracket stuff.
I mean, is there any back end of it? Like, you know, after you've done the show, do you get any, like, you know, do you get to do anything else? Do you get free stuff?
That happens. You know, you want to book a table at a restaurant that you really like. Of course, you get that kind
of drums.
McDonald's.
Come on, mate.
Look at me. Look at these abs.
Yeah.
That's no match.
What are you doing now?
Just kissing his abs.
Oh, is that what that was it? Mm.
Yeah, I can't wait for this television program tonight. If this is anything to go by,
is this what it's going to be?
Is it this sort of thing?
No, quite different.
It's alternative.
It's alternative.
It certainly is alternative.
I might be looking for the alternative. ITV, right. I think, whilst this shit is on.
I'll be watching.
Anyway, in the meantime,
I'm
going to blow. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
You have not covered yourself in glory.
This is some. Something decent.
Yeah, something I know.
Collins! Don Collins! Oh. Get out!
Oh, Phil.
Phil Collins.
Phil.
Easy lover.
Oh, he is and all, you know.
He's
everyone's
great.
Had a go on him.
Well, you know what? I think we've probably got off on a slightly wrong foot with these two fellas. They're called Cardinal
Burns.
Cardinal Burns. And they are a comedy outfit. Award winning, it says, though we've established that didn't win it. Yes.
Okay.
Dustin.
Okay.
Right, Dustin. Dustin Demery Burns.
Yeah. That's
and,
right. Yeah.
And Seb
Cardinal.
Okay.
Cardinal,
yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Cardinal Burns.
And they are a sketch outfit.
Sketch group,
and we're,
yeah,
and we outfit. And yeah. we are yeah. going to hear some of their
sketches.
Absolutely.
Away you go, gentlemen.
Okay.
What kind of?
Let's.
One?
Why don't we do the park? The car parked in the drive.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one do you want to be?
Can I be funny police? Ticklish policeman.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And I knew you'd want to do him.
I mean, if you want to be.
No, I don't mind. I did him last.
No, I mean, you can be him if you want.
Just do the sketch.
I'll be the guy with the Land Rover.
Oi.
Well, and you just
hold on. Hey, buddy, this is our living, okay?
To,
and
we,
you
to
know,
be
if
fair,
we're going to promote it, we want to promote it.
We want to do it right, and we want to give it the right.
I think they're playing a little guy
okay.
with
no,
us.
No, buddy, boy, no. Okay, do you want to be? I mean, you can be Ticklish policeman, and
okay.
I'll be
Ticklish policeman.
Okay, I'll
do
be.
You come in.
I'll be farmer man.
Okay.
Yeah,
the irony is, we had 4.5 minutes of a song to discuss this.
I mean, I don't know. Happy. In a way, I kind of wouldn't mind.
Well, because I just think you do the voice much better.
Starting now.
Look, you.
Doing
you
a sketch
it
for us, starting now.
So you own it when you do it.
No, do I?
Yeah, no, you do, and you know you do.
Starting
well,
now.
I enjoy doing it.
Well, no, you do. I mean, it's funny. And when you do it on stage,
right.
I just see you come alive.
But sometimes I'm nervous. Sometimes I'm
you
like,
shouldn't
no,
be. Oh, no, you shouldn't be.
No.
No, you've got to embrace that
no,
shit.
No, I know. Sometimes
are
I kind of worry too much.
There?
Yeah.
That's why you bring me out of my shell.
How you two have ended up on telly is absolutely
baffling.
If you have got this much self-doubt, In your own, like, in what you're doing,
you
are a
joke. So tell me, buddy boy, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do when you're not doing
it?
I've got a live radio show.
Okay. You do this 1 hour a week, right?
Yeah.
And what the fuck do you do the rest of the week? Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry,
No.
I've got a Londis, right? I go down to the betting shop, right? I take the bus.
And what do you drink at the betting shop? Milk? A pint of milk out of a carton?
What was that? Was that a joke?
Doesn't even make sense.
It's not even funny because sometimes
it's an observation, buddy. It's an observation.
Well, what observation is it?
Are you married?
No, I don't.
You married?
You got kids? You got kids? You got a family? You got
no,
life?
I don't. I'm a freeloader.
What car do you drive?
A Mini. Mm.
Right. Cool.
Right.
They're cool.
Have you?
So what is that? Is that okay? Yeah, everything okay? Right. Answer all your questions.
That's your life.
Can we? Right. It's what are you life. Getting at?
It's your life. It's your life. It's your thing. It's your thing.
Let's move on.
You're listening to the Barry and Angelo show, Fubar Radio. Leave it. Danny makes sense, a pint of milk at the betting shop. Never even heard
of
that.
Come on. You know.
Well, yeah,
no, don't even get it. But anyway, let's
example of your sketch show.
We are joined by two comedian types, and they are here for not very much longer.
Thank God.
In the meantime, please, let's. I think they've sorted it.
Let's hear a
funny sketch. Go.
Okay, so we can.
Okay. Excuse me, mate. Okay.
Can you do it by the microphone? You could have done that on the desk.
Excuse me, mate.
Yes.
Is that your car parked in my drive?
Yeah. And what of it?
It's just. I've got a permit for that spot, and I really, really need it. So, do you mind moving your car, please?
It's not a good time. I'm having lunch with my family.
Well, I can see that, and I respect you for that, but I really need that spot.
But can't you just park somewhere else and just leave me to my lunch with my family?
Oh, I guess so. Sorry to bother you, mate.
No worries. Good luck with finding that space.
Cheers.
And that's... Is that on tonight?
That's on tonight.
That's on tonight. That I think that's the third sketch.
That's the third sketch.
In the second half after the adverts.
Well, look, what I suggest you do is pair of you.
I thought that one man.
I do you know what I
listen.
Wish
listen to me. Yeah. Listen to me now. Listen to me now.
Okay.
I suggest you go. Pair of you go home to wherever it is you live. Right. Uh-huh. Open the door. Go upstairs to your bathroom, okay? Mm-hmm. Open the door to the bathroom. Go in the bathroom, right? Yeah. And have a good, bloody long look in the mirror.
Okay. That sounds cool.
At what it is you're doing. Because I think, and this is just me speaking, the pair of you are wasting your fucking time.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Cool. And I'd like to add, here is this is the Watford Observer. If you flick to the evening classes, there's training. You can train in all sorts of things. There's a print training thing. Yeah. Get yourself a train. The country's on its knees with the recession. Uh-huh. Do you think the Japanese, do you think the Germans are doing a sketch about, I don't even know what it was, someone had a car
park. The car park sketch.
You can have that. That's the paper.
Do you think that is going to increase our gross domestic product?
It's not really.
Look, we just like to make people
laugh. We want to put a smile on
people's
faces. You
like to make people laugh.
People work, look, people work hard.
If that's what you like to do, then you are committing a breach of the Trade Descriptions Act because that was rubbish.
Try telling that to BAFTA, mate.
Yeah, well, you didn't win, did
we
you?
We didn't win that.
That's true. I mean, that is a good point.
We got a nod.
But as I understand it, anyone getting. We've just been speaking to a bloke from the only way as Essex. They've won about three battles.
We thought he didn't have any talent.
Respect him.
Well, he's doing well with what he's got, you know.
Just letting you know how it is, okay? Just giving it to you for real.
Got any others?
Got any other sketches?
I mean, one with a joke and it would be...
What about telling a joke?
Tell a joke. Can you do a joke?
Tell a joke?
Yeah, I think we can probably...
Yeah, why don't we do the telephone one?
Here we go.
The operator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're the operator?
Yeah, go on, you do that.
Okay. What am I asking for?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey, I've got an international call for you, mate.
Oh, really? From who?
From, it's from a girl called Gemma.
Gemma?
Yeah.
I don't know any Gemma International.
Oh, I probably got the wrong name again.
Well, who are you after?
You. The Bobby?
No.
Oh, probably a mistaken identity then.
Never mind. It probably happens a lot in your nature of work.
Okay, well, we'll bring this to an end because I can't see that there's only joke at the end of this. There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
It's just observations. It's observations. It's observations.
Yeah. Observations of what?
Of life,
what
you know?
What are you observing? Who are you observing?
Just life, you know.
Sorry.
Just life.
Let me say something.
A few years ago, we went to see Billy Dainty, me and my wife Margaret, right, at Watford Town Hall. He came on. He'd done a funny dance.
Mm-hmm.
He'd done a thing where someone had blown off, done that joke. It was nice.
Fart joke.
He'd done a song. And at the end, he'd done another funny dance and he fucked off. And let me tell you something, you can call that old-fashioned.
How much you pay for that?
£17.50 each, and it was worth every penny. Well, let me tell you, tonight, I'm still speaking, son. I'm still speaking. Okay. Tonight, when I put on the... tonight when I put on the telly at 10:30, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch you on Channel Bleeding 4. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch, I might even watch BBC 4, which, as everyone knows, is boring, because that was shocking.
Well, each to their own, mate. Each to their own, you know. We're just trying to do our best out here.
Best!
We're just trying to do our best.
We'll try a bit harder.
Right, great.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I know it took you a year to write this stuff, but... Oh,
I mean,
maybe it does need more work.
That might go down well with all you student types at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, yeah, or say.
Ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Postmoderns.
But it does.
But, look, you know...
In the real world, mate.
In the real world.
People want to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we're just trying to do our best.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't that funny, but...
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't that
funny. Ladies and gentlemen, they're called Cardinal Burns. Oh,
thanks for the opportunity to come.
And they are on television tonight on Channel 4.
But you've heard what they
you've
do.
You've heard what they do.
So, you know...
I didn't laugh. Perhaps you will. Angelos hates them. We can have a fight with them when it finishes.
Long established that.
One arm tied behind me back. They're a couple of puffers. Ladies and gentlemen, we've really not enjoyed having the two Frenchies here today. And they're
disaster.
French. It's been a disaster. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I forgot they're French and all. That explains everything.
That explains most of it.
That explains it. Anything say for...
Do you have anything to say in your defence whatsoever? Anything?
Just tune in and enjoy, you know.
I
that's
wouldn't
all we
bother.
Can say.
Put the music on, Barry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is... No, you've had your go. You've had your go. This is...
Enough. Thanks. Enough. Fade them out. Fade them out. Fade them out.
By Leviticus. That's it. Goodbye.
Mumbling.
Goodbye. They've left. Don't worry.
Thank God. Thank God they
have
gone.
Oh, God.
What?
Thank God.
Honestly.
Oh dear.
The show's on tonight, but I wouldn't bother if I'm...
No, I really wouldn't.
Honestly, they really are not funny.
I would probably not watch that. I would just tune into FUBAR Radio,
where
Peter Purvis of Peters and Lee will be
doing his show
about that time, I think.
About motorbikes.
And he's got his motorbike show on with Barry Sheen, the special guest tonight. That's Peter Purvis tonight on FUBAR Radio.
10:30.
With Kinky D. Kinky D.
Kinky D.
Kinky D.
Kustark.
Kustark. Roger DeCourcy.
Yeah.
And Kevin Keegan.
Bella Renberg.
And Bella Renberg will be on
so
tonight.
So, what's in the news, Barry?
In the Watford Observer today.
Yes.
We have... Anniversary turns into flash mob proposal. This is true.
Anniversary?
A fella has got a local dance group.
Right.
To turn up as a flash mob. You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what a flash mob is. What is it?
It's a people in a shopping centre who suddenly start dancing and showing off. You know, normally some youth group or something.
A theatre group. Show off.
You know, show offs. Anyone who's a drain on taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And they've turned up, and written on their T-shirts is, Jessica, will you marry me, for his girlfriend?
So he got someone else to propose for.
He did, but it's a big gesture, you know.
Yeah, it's a gesture. I mean, it's very romantic, isn't it?
At the Harlequin shopping centre in Watford.
Asking 30 or 40 theatre people to dance around and getting them to propose because you haven't got the balls to get down on your knees and do it yourself.
I did say I took my Margaret
How
by
did you
surprise. Well, her? I did didn't you? Didn't get a flash mob. We didn't have it in them days.
No.
We had Hitler. But basically, one day when this is 19. Well, when did we get engaged? 1949. Yeah. 1949. Oh, when I got engaged to my lovely wife Margaret. So we went out for dinner. You see,
where'd you go? Which
take
a bit of
well,
fish?
The only... No, I call her Margaret. I used to call her that. I don't call her that no more. So we went out to the only Chinese restaurant in them days in the southeast of England.
What was it called?
Oh, the old Chinese Garden.
Oh, well,
the Chinese Garden. Yeah, Chinese Garden. Lovely. They only had about one dish. Well, it was a chicken
number 24.
Number 24. Why they didn't call it number one, I don't know.
start in the middle, isn't it?
And they didn't have a number two because no one wanted to eat number two, you see. Quite rightly.
Fair enough.
So, number 24.
That's always missing off the Chinese menus, isn't it? Number two. Yeah, exactly. No one wants to order that.
I'll have a number two, please. Yeah, and they'd serve dried feces up on a plate with some rice and some MSG. That would be terrible. So, the point is, I had number 24, Chinese chicken. Chinese chicken was not specific which area of China it came from. It didn't come from China, it came from Watford.
I mean, it's a big place, isn't it, China?
It's that old joke, isn't it? China, it'll take you long enough.
Yeah.
And so I... not mine, that's someone else's. Oh, anyway, the point is...
What is the point?
At the end of the meal, I'd had it very carefully planned.
What's your permission to propose?
I got a Chinese man to give us a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
My Margaret snapped it in two. I says, read what it says inside.
Yeah.
And it says, will you pay half the bill as I'm a bit skint?
Yeah, fair enough.
She goes to pay the bill. Yeah. When she come back, written on the napkin at the table Chinese garden. So I said, come this way.
Yeah, let's go up the garden.
Went up to, that was the clue, the garden. Yeah. In the garden at our house, I says, I'll just go and have a look in that milk bottle there. Yeah. Go in the milk bottle. She took the piece of notepaper out of the milk bottle, and you know what it said? Two extra pints tomorrow.
Yeah, so, it's lovely.
On the extra pint the next morning.
I feel we're getting closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, will you open it? And on
the extra pint, you
said. The extra pint. I said, will you open it? And on the underside of the milk bottle top was written Unigate Dairies. Yeah. So the clue was in the Unigate Dairies, right? I said, look up their advert in the local paper. Okay. She looked up in the local paper and underneath Unigate Dairies, it said, we're splitting up. And we split up for a while.
How did that work out?
It was, mate, I tell you something, when it came to the sex, I was a kid in a sweet shop. I shagged two curly whirlies and a packet of mint imperials. And I thought of that joke the other day.
No,
funny, isn't it? A kid in a sweet shop.
Lovely.
No, it wasn't. Kid in a sweet shop, shagged two curly whirlies and a packet of mint imperials. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah.
I went down on one knee.
Fine. Oh, well, this is when you got back together.
When I got back together, I said, enough of that nonsense. Yeah. Will you marry me? And we've been very happily married ever since. Angelos, what about you? Would you ever do anything with a flash mob?
No, I wouldn't do anything with a flash mob. I would do something with a flash mop.
Oh, yeah.
I'll clean the floor.
You can get some very flash ones, can't you?
Yeah, you really can. Yeah. You can get a gold one off eBay or a silver one.
Well, what are you clearing up at your house that needs? It's quite tidy as a rule, isn't it, your house?
Oh, yeah, it's just tidy. But it's like when you come back late at night, like from the Donna... the Donna shop.
The Donna shop,
And you're a little bit, like, worse for wear.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't help but drop a bit of...
Donna meat
all over the floor and step in it.
Yeah.
And then it's all, like, muck and scum.
Muck,
like, mixed into the carpet. And so you've got to get your golden mop out to give it a good old, give it a good old, cleaner.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I would use a flash mop.
No.
I wouldn't use a flash mop. Because I think it would be undelicate. You know, if I was going to propose to a bird,
yes,
I wouldn't use a flash mop. I think it's
too public.
It's too public. If I was going to get married to a girl.
Yes.
What I do is I take her down the ice rink.
Yes. Very nice.
I'll get her skated up. Get some skates on us.
Yeah.
Right.
Hire them up. Yeah.
I'll take us for a little couple of spins round the ice.
Yes.
Get hold of her and I'd fling her across the ice so she
span around
on her belly.
On her belly.
Hit the wall.
Yeah.
And then I'd pick her up. yeah. and we go for another. That would have been an
all charm, gentlemanly.
Yeah,
love,
yeah. No, you know? I was just so sure about that, my darling. I'll pick her up, and we'd wander around the ice, you know. Yeah. And then we come off the ice, and we go and have a slush puppy each.
Nice,
you know. And then we get out of there,
and she thinks, "Oh, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
very
true. Unlike Angel. Yes, yeah, that's
true. I wonder what's afoot, sort of thing.
Slush
yeah,
puppy.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
And then I take her down the tube.
Yes,
right. On and during the rush hour.
That's it.
And, you know, and I just as we were squeezing onto the tube with loads of people around us and my head sort of stuck in her armpit,
yeah,
that sort of thing, that's you it. Know, with like, yeah. With a, yeah. Like, you know, her head stuck somewhere else.
You take her up the circle,
someone,
yeah.
Exactly. Her head stuck someone into someone else's back.
Back, you know, sweaty back.
Disgusting, yeah. You know, where it's really crowded and cramped and, you know, really, really disgusting. Horrible.
You
and we're discussing. What? Then I would say, then I would go,
Sco.
Will you marry me?
And I suppose, why would you do it there, sort of thing?
I don't know. Because it would have just occurred to me, I suppose. It only just occurred to me that maybe that was a place to do it. Well, why not do it? I mean, you're better off doing it there than anywhere else, aren't you?
Well, I suppose so. I suppose, you know, it counteracts the horror of going on the tube, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It's just nice. You have something to talk about it's for like, the journey.
Yeah, I mean,
you're on the way back.
With your head all squashed around and like poking into someone's face. You
that's
know,
it.
Like, you married me? You married me?
Yeah.
And she go, yeah, all right.
She go, all right. And he goes,
what?
Sorry.
What did you say? What did you say? I tell you at Greenford.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So that would be, you know, a story for the grandchildren.
Have you dated anyone recently you might want to do that to?
No, there's no one at the moment, Barry. I am, you know, I'm playing the field, mate.
If there's anyone
out there, he's playing the field. But I could have my head turned by a bird.
Any bird who wants to get in touch.
Or wants to get married.
Or wants to go to ice skating.
Yeah.
If he asks you ice skating, you know what's afoot. It's Angelos.
And may I say, bring your Oyster card.
Yes. Because you might be going all the way to Greenford.
Oh, blimey, that's your whistles and bells, isn't it, that one?
It's noisy, I'll give it that.
Very noisy. They play that in the clubs, don't they?
They play it in the clubs, don't they? Yeah, that's it.
They play that in the Conservative Club up the road from me in Easton.
Yeah, they play the Oxy Conservative and Union Club.
Yeah.
The British Legion
British
Club.
British Legion. You have a pot roast and you listen to that.
That's right, here we go. Bang!
Wallop.
Do you know who we've got in the studio?
Who is it, Barry?
Jay Foreman, and I've done gigs with him before, and he, unlike those other two
idiots,
he's funny.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Barry.
Jay Foreman.
Hello.
Jay Foreman.
Jay Foreman in the house.
Hello, how are you both?
Well, we're not so dusty, thank you. And do you know what? Last time we was on, we had McCririck on, John McCririck, and he said, never ask that.
The real John McCririck.
Yeah.
The real John McCririck.
Not a fake one.
Yeah.
No, and he
we got him from an agency of fake John McCririck's. It's a very big business.
And he said to us, I said to him, hello, John, how are you? And he said, no, never ask that question. How are you? Never ask that question. But I think you can ask that question.
Jay has asked the question.
And we're fine, aren't we?
We're fine. How are you, Jay?
Thanks for asking. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, we'll never ask that question again, but Jay Foreman began performing comedy songs on acoustic guitar in 2005 at the University of York, not studying, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of his live performances at university were filmed by York Student Television.
Yeah. It sounds like you're reading off my Wikipedia page.
And made available online. Well, someone's just...
You cut and pasted
that.
Cut and pasted. Is any of it true, Joe?
I assume it's true. The bit about York Student TV, I think someone from York Student TV decided to put that section in just to, you know, make them look all the more noteworthy.
Well, here, this is real. Chortle called him a Victoria Wood for the Spotify generation. Love Fringe said the lyrics are clever and funny in equal measure. I'll be the judge of that. And the new
I've got to live up to this now.
The new current, which I've never heard of, called him incredibly warm and friendly. He had a great rapport with the audience, but why does he always carry that ferret with him? He's brought it into the studio.
Get off me.
Get off. Jay,
before you come in, we were just talking about the London Underground and the Tube and how I was going to propose to my bird
in
the sweaty carriages of the rush hour. I believe you have a song all about the London Underground.
That's
is that
true.
Correct?
There's a little game I can play. What I'm going to try and do, Angelos, is try to guess using my telepathic ability which is your favourite Tube station.
Love it.
Now, bear in mind, there are 270 stations, so if I get this within three, this would be quite impressive.
Brilliant.
I love a game. Love
all right, so here we go. Is it Hornchurch? No. Ickenham?
No.
Hainault?
No.
Cockfosters?
No.
Ravenscourt Park?
No.
Romilly by Bow?
No.
Morden?
No.
Monument? Mornington Crescent? Paddington? Plaistow? Pimlico? Dagenham? Heathway? Elephant and Castle? Richmond? Sloane Square? Beckentry? Brixton? Barbican? Chorleywood? Amersham? Eastcote? Alberton? East Finchley? Kenton? Kennington? Fairlop? Farringdon? Myland? Barronscourt? Maida Vale? Barking? Barkingside? Debden? Hammersmith? Vauxhall? Wembley Park? Tottenham? Hale? Northwood? Oakwood? Woodgreen? Woodford? Colliers? Wood? And then Croxley? Charing Cross? King's Cross? St Pancras? Brent Cross? Haddon Cross? Austerley? Ballinborough? Chesham? Hampstead? Loughton? Leighton? Leightonstone? Stanmore? Snaresbury? Greenford, North Hart, Northfield, Southfield, Marylebone, Kingsbury, Queensbury, Queensway, Queens Park, Park Royal, Royal Oak, Burntook, then Aldgate, Southgate, Highgate, Moorgate, Notting Hill Gate, St Paul's, Neasden, Oxford Circus, Piccadilly Circus, Lambeth, North and Northwick Park, Upton Park and Westbourne Park and Wimbledon Park and Stonebridge Park, Warwick Avenue, Waterloo, Watford, Walthamstow Central with Wanstead, Hounslow West and Hounslow East and East Ham, West Ham, West Hampstead, Pontybridge, Knightsbridge, Redbridge, Londonbridge, Oxbridge, Perivale, Leicester Square, Goode Street, Baker Street, Bond Street, Warren Street, Old Street, Liverpool Street, Edgware. Have I got it yet? West Acton, West Harrow, West Finchley, Kew Gardens and Lancaster Gate and Garnersbury, Westminster, Upminster, Russell Square, Euston Square, Totteridge and Whetstone, East Putney, Ealing, Broadway, Fulham, Broadway, Tooting, Broadway, Arsenal, Stockwell, Chigwell, Seven Sisters, Black Horse Road, Black Friars Temple, East Acton, Oval, Bow Road, Connondale, Archway, Angel, Upminster Bridge, Clapham Common, Clapham North and Clapham South and Swiss Cottage, Acton Town and Camden Town and Chalk Farm and West Kensington, Canning Town and Kentish Town and Sudbury Town and West Brompton, Faden, Boysen, Tooting, Beck and Stamford, Brook, South Kensington, Rickmansworth and Match and House and Marble, Larch South, Wimbledon, Dodders Hill, Gans Hill, Grange Hill, Sobby Hill, Tower Hill, Hillingdon, Aldgate East, Southwark, High Barnet, Earls Court, Bayswater, Dipinna, Victoria, Mill Hill East, High Street, Kensington, Kensington, Olympia, Ealing, Common, Bermondsey, Heathrow Terminals 4 and 5 and Heathrow Terminals 1, 2, 3, Epping, Euston, Kilburn, Kilburn, Park, Chalfonton, Latimer, Cannon Street and Cannons Park, Embankment, Canada Water. Have I still not got it?
No.
South Ealing, South Harrow, South Kenton, South Goodford, Canary Wharf, Harrow and Wealdstone, North Acton, North Ealing, North Greenwich, North Harrow, North Wembley and Highbury and Islington. Sing along! Caledonian Roden, Edgware Roden, Finchley Roden, Gloucester Roden, Goldhawk Roden, Holloway Roden, Latimer Roden, Preston Road, Elm Park, Regent's Park, Green Park, Holland Park, Hyde Park, Corner and Upney, Moor Park, Dudley Park, Chiswick Park, Newby Park, Finsbury Park, Roding Valley, Hendon Central, Hounslow Central, Wembley Central, Belsize Park, Finchley Central, Covent Garden, Tottenham Court Road, Woodside Park. Nearly finished. Wood Lane, Hanger Lane, Chancellor Lane, Raiders Lane, Tubbard Lane, Turner Green, Buckhurst Hill, Goddard Green, Kensington Green, Potter Green, Stanley Green, Wilson Green, Battle Green, Harrow on the Hill, Armsgrove, Labrador, Boston Manor, Manor House, St James Park and St John's Wood, Shepherd's Bush Market, Shepherd's Bush, Harsden, Holborn, Northwood Hill, Stratford, White City, Whitechapel, Willesden Junction, Wimbledon, Ruislip, Ruislip Gardens, South Ruislip, West Ruislip, Ruislip Manor, Great Portland Street, Dagenham East, Bounds, Green, Bank. Did I get yours?
No, Mudshoot is mine.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. That's the Docklands Light Railway.
Oh, is it?
Oh, well. Shall I start the song again?
That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant. Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, that's very useful for pub quizzes, that song.
Jake?
Yes.
How do you remember all them
stations? Unbelievable.
Is
it the good old-fashioned way?
Are you autistic?
Autastic. No, what I did was I recorded the song and then had to listen to it over and over again on headphones to learn it in time for my Edinburgh show last year. And confusingly, I was listening to it on the Tube.
Oh, yeah.
So nowadays, like, you know, if someone says to me, where does, let's say, Baron's Court appear in your song? I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's in there somewhere, but
the
I've got to say, it's like the alphabet song. You don't know what letter comes next unless you sing it from the beginning.
Mm. Absolutely right. Well, I do. I'm not as silly as that. But the thing is, Jay, what I want to say to you, and I've seen you before, and you're a brilliant man with a guitar, quite often comedians hide behind an instrument. Yeah. And they'll do a song, oh, the M25, and aren't I being clever? You think, well, yeah, it's not funny, though, is it?
Well, the thing about music, brilliant. Like what music can do is take a joke that would usually get a mild titter and turn it into a belly laugh because it rhymes and because it's got music behind it. So what a lot of musical comedians might do is take, you know, an ordinary stand-up routine and then crowbar in some rhymes and some music. But it's more fun to try and, you know, start from scratch and make it only work if it is a song.
What I'm saying to you is that it's so brilliant and so... inventive and rhythmical.
Oh, you.
And, no, but it is, because any idiot, you quite often hear it on Radio 4, don't you? Here's a lazy parody of something where we'll throw in the word George Bush and Tony Blair's a warmonger, and you're just supposed to laugh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was clever. What's that lovely song you used to do? And I don't mean to put you on the spot, old son, but the one about the student
The fridgey studenty song. Oh, I haven't played that one in years. Are you referring to stealing food?
Do it now.
I have it. Oh, well, I can
do it now.
Do that specific
do
song.
Do it now.
I have other songs about food.
No, we want the old-fashioned one.
I'm kidding.
No, we want a bit of fresh.
Do the food one.
I'll tell you what I'll do,
Barry from Watford. I've got a song that's very, very similar because it's about food, but it's not quite as musically similar to the tube song I've just played.
Should we just have a little concur about that?
What do you reckon?
What did he just say? Just talk amongst yourself for a second. He says he don't want to do the one that I suggest. Yeah. Should we insist on the one?
One that Barry said, please.
Yeah, do that.
I tell you what, I'll do the one that Barry said. Here we go. This is a student-y song.
We're only joking. Do whatever you like.
I'm getting mixed messages. I don't know what to do. Shall I toss a penny? Just whichever it lands on.
Put your machine on the stick.
Here we go.
Lovely.
Where'd you get your food from, Grandmother? Well, I'm grateful that you feed me a lot. From the biscuits to the chocolate to the tea bags to the crumpets, you have products no one else has got.
Yeah.
In other people's houses, they have cornflakes and Kit Kats, but your cupboard hasn't any of these. You give me unbranded malt flakes and mysterious wafers and uniquely semicircular cheese. Where'd you get your food from, Grandma? I'm puzzled by the packets you buy. I've never seen them on TV or in any supermarket, yet you somehow have an endless supply.
He's doing that himself.
It's taking years.
Come to think of it, how long has that stuff been in your cupboard? And why do you always offer me more? How come we never see you eating any of it yourself? Have you been keeping it in there since the war? Where'd you get your food from, Grandma?
Lovely.
I'll tell you what.
You can relate to that song, can't you, Barry?
Oh, very much so.
That's why I wanted to play it for you, Barry.
We've been there since 1946.
Well, in fact, definitely, we had some dried peas. Yeah. That we've got in our cupboard.
They were rationed.
In fact, the British Museum come round to my house and they wanted to put all of that stuff on display.
Oh,
and then I said, you can take her and all. My wife, Margaret, was there.
Yeah.
She's on display and all. She makes a display of herself.
Yeah, she does.
But we've got all sorts.
Exhibition.
But you don't get the foods that were very... tinned mandarins. The kids don't eat that, do they?
They don't want that stuff anymore. Pilchers. It's all cheese strings now.
It's all cheese strings and pot noodles nowadays, isn't it?
Baby Bell.
Processed
cheese.
Baby
mostly.
Bollocks, I call it. Yeah. You know, I
me
mean,
too.
Tinned
me
carrots.
Too. I call it that too.
Where do the, where, who It's tin carrots, nobody. The it's tin carrot industry.
You know. Jay, you're a young man. What sort of thing do you eat?
Well, to me, like, tinned carrots seems like both a waste of carrots and a waste of tins.
Yeah, why don't you just have the carrots loose?
Exactly.
But how do they get them carrots so small to go in them tins?
They're only two small carrots, aren't they? They don't cut them up, do they?
I think they do cut them up, yeah.
Well, they make the tins big so that they fit in, and then they leave it out in the sun.
Oh, they know everything, the young people,
don't
do
that. They don't do that, Jay. They don't do that.
It's
ridiculous.
You can often improve whatever you're eating by, at the same time as eating it, watching a YouTube clip of how it's made.
That's true.
It makes your food taste somehow worse.
Yeah.
That is true. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a song.
Get us out of this, and
while we get our lawyers in here.
This is written by our lawyers.
It's called Lap Dance by Nerd, featuring Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes.
You can get a lap dance here for free.
Where?
At your club, you go to.
It's not free, mate. I can't get up there at the moment because my car's knackered.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I stuck some junk in the petrol tank, and honestly, and
did you? What was it? Diesel when it should have been diesel when it should have been unleaded.
No, water. I was trying to save some money, so I just stuck some water.
That's
in
the mistake there. Have you ever popped wallop?
No, knackered the whole thing up.
Well, that's the danger. Well, Jay, have you ever done anything like that with your car?
My car? Well, I can get away with quite a lot in my car because, I was just saying before, mine is not a conventional car, and it doesn't run on conventional petrol. In fact, it so happens, by an amazing coincidence, I've written a song about my car.
Yeah, that's
would you like? Would you like to hear a song I've written about my car?
Why not?
Why not, indeed?
Go on, Jake.
My car runs on Caterpillar sick. You heard me. My car runs on Caterpillar sick, and amazingly it works. Did you know that Caterpillar sick has all the properties of petrol, and it works about as well? It's good for the environment, according to the government, and you'll get used to driving with the smell. So my car runs on Caterpillar sick. My car runs on Caterpillar sick, and it's really, really expensive. Do you have the slightest clue how much I had to pay to build a Caterpillar rig inside my flat? And have you ever tried to make a Caterpillar sick? It's really hard, I bet you've never thought of that. To fill a tank of petrol you need millions and millions, so many that I'm too afraid to count. I have to keep replacing them, they don't live very long, and when they're sick it's just a very small amount. But my car runs on Caterpillar sick. Caterpillar sick, Caterpillar sick. My car runs on Caterpillar sick. But the very best thing about Caterpillar sick is the sound they make. If you listen very carefully late at night while they're working away, it makes a noise like this. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jay.
Now,
fantastic.
Fantastic, mate. It's nice to have some
true story as well.
It's nice to have some talent in here.
I tell you what.
Honestly, someone can actually do something.
When asked as well.
Yeah, exactly, on cue.
Where are you doing your show? You're going to Edinburgh, aren't you?
I am. For the 9th year in a row, I'm going to Edinburgh.
9 years you've been going.
9 years, but this time, for the first time ever, I'm doing a children's show.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
The name of the show is Jay Foreman's Disgusting Songs for Revolting Children and Other Funny Stories.
That will sell.
Hotcakes,
that
mate.
What
time are you on, Jay?
I'm on at 4:45 in the Pleasance Courtyard.
That is good for the kids.
It's early for a grown-up show, but late for a kids' show. So it's a compromise that doesn't suit either.
No, mate, I'll tell you what, that's good. I think there's a big market for doing a kids' show up there.
Oh, you see now these kids' books are flying off the shelf. Like, everyone's writing them, haven't they, Barry? You've written one, haven't you?
I wrote that book for kids.
It wasn't really for kids, it was
all about my sciatica. I mean, they're not interested in
exactly.
that, are they?
And I wrote that kids' book the maintenance of the Peugeot 208. And I just put a kid's picture on the front of it, and it did sell.
It did sell till they opened it up inside.
But then they go, I'm not interested in this.
No.
So, Jay, who are your musical, who are your influences? How did you get into all this?
Well, when I started, I didn't really think of it as stand-up comedy at all. I was just playing guitar at open mic nights at university. And just because I wanted to do something different, like for a cry of attention, I put funny lyrics in my songs. And it went from there. I still haven't quite fully accepted that I've made the transition from musician to comedian, you know, with routines.
You toured with Dave Gorman.
I did, for example. What was that comedy gig? That was fantastic fun. I was spoilt with these huge and lovely venues like Hammersmith Apollo and Vicar Street in Dublin.
Cool. We'd love to do that, wouldn't we, Angelos?
Give my right cheek to do a place like that. Honestly.
And did you rub shoulders with stars? Did they turn up?
Dave Gorman count? He was there almost every day.
He does count. He's a big star.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have at last on this. Well, we call it a show. I've got somebody who can actually do something. It's Jay Foreman.
It just takes the pressure off us.
It takes the pressure off us to come up with stuff.
You can come here and do some
anytime you like. I mean, previous weeks, he's the national anthem. We thought that was a talent.
Played out on the spoons, Jay.
On the second day, he lit two farts, and we were hoping that was going to win some sort of award. But that doesn't really work on radio.
No, this is talent.
That's very kind of you. Would you like perhaps one more song?
Let's do it, Jay. Go on.
Okay. Well, this is a song I've written about the environment. Are you guys environmentally conscious?
Oh, God, yes.
You are?
What are you talking about? Listen, right? Plastic bags. Okay, don't just chuck them in the bin. Take them outside and burn them. It's the right thing to do.
I think that's absolutely right. Yeah. You know, try to be ecological. Simple carrot peelings will make a wonderful bookmark.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, global warming, I've tried to do my bit. I'll go and stand in the fridge for a while.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
We can all do our bit. Yeah. You know, Watford's going to be under 10 foot of water before you know it.
This is really encouraging to hear. We'll have
polar bears running about.
We'll have the lot, you know.
And they're really dangerous.
Is it true that Watford is leading the way by switching off street lamps?
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because I nearly tripped up and I was delighted to see Watford do their bit, because I'd have sued them for every fucking penny they had.
Well, I think he
would have taken them to the bloody cleaners.
Global warming or not, if my hip was out of place, I'd bring the whole flipping lockdown. The entire ecological budget I'd have off of those bastards.
So it's great that we're recycling everything now, but just imagine in the future when we'll have the technology to recycle pretty much anything we want to. Because if you think about all the materials that we use only once now before throwing them away, think for example about your own human skin and the incredible properties that it has. It's waterproof, it regulates its own temperature, it repairs itself when it breaks, it comes in a variety of colours.
Yeah.
Why, for example, could you not have a recycled human skin sofa?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know. You couldn't have that. I don't know who would buy it.
Well, what I want you to do...
Okay.
I want you to imagine that you've had such a sofa for some years.
I'm a serial killer.
Yeah. However you acquired it, what's happened now is you've become bored of it, the novelty's worn off, and you're trying to sell a skin sofa on eBay.
Oh, easy.
And you may be thinking... You may be thinking this... Interest anyone in my sofa? It's cheap, but it requires some extra care. It gets rather sweaty between the cushions, so be sure to keep it clean down there. Sorry for the rash from where I've been sitting, and the blisters from where I spilt bolognese. By the way, it's not normally this hairy. I've not shaved it now for several days. It gets worse. And if you do decide to wax it, please exfoliate to avoid ingrowing hairs. And leave the curtains closed or it'll get a sunburn peeling everywhere. Ooh, it's got a nipple. It will keep you warm like no other sofa, but it comes out in goosebumps when it's cold.
All stains come right out with soap and water. Not too bad for 89 years old.
Oh, yes.
And don't sit there for too long or you'll get a puddle underneath your thighs. I hope somebody takes it. I don't want to know what happens when it dies. Skin sofa, skin sofa, skin sofa, skin sofa, skin sofa, skin sofa, sorry.
Is that a metaphor for just having an elderly person in your house?
I hadn't thought of it like that before.
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? It sounds like your life. In which case, get out.
Little upstart. Jay, what comes first, the music or the lyrics?
Well, it sort of depends. I mean, you should never, if you're writing a song, never settle on one unless you're happy with both.
You'll start off with
maybe one little rhyming couplet that already has a tune and then work from there. Sometimes bits have lyrics first, sometimes bits have tune first.
Yeah.
If you settle on one before working on the other, then it'll sound like it's been muddled and compromised.
Yeah, crowbarred.
Yeah.
Crowbarred. Like some of the Beatles stuff. That was rubbish, wasn't it?
Michelle Marbella. Couldn't think of anything else. They've just done it in French, didn't they?
Here comes the sun. Du-du-du-du.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Except it doesn't do that. It goes, little darling.
Well, don't work anyway.
Well, no. Beatles, look, there's an experiment you can do to prove just how bad Beatles lyrics are. If you sing them with the lyrics delayed by one syllable, it sometimes sounds exactly the same.
Like what?
Well, take I Am The War as the intro.
I am he as you are, we and you are me, and we are all together. Thus see how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they...
You see, you can't actually tell the difference because the lyrics are already bonnocks.
That was your boring this afternoon you had one day, Joe.
This is a useless party trick that I discovered I could do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're nearly coming to the end of the show, so we are going to say goodbye to Jay Foreman. Just remind us where your fabulous show is going to be, Joe.
It is at the Pleasance Courtyard at 4:45 throughout the Edinburgh Festival, and I hope to see children and massive children there.
Listen, it's a joy to have you in here, isn't he lovely?
He's
wonderful, Jay.
It's just so nice, there's someone in here that can actually bloody do something.
And I'll tell you what, and as a result, it's an absolute pleasure to do something for you. Yeah. As Janet Jackson said, you know, in return, what have you done for me lately, Jay? Hey?
Well, here you go.
Here we go, it's your chance.
For you, mate.
I'll have a cup of tea, a little bit. Thanks, Shay. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Lovely.
Don't fool me lately. What have you done?
What have I done for you lately?
What have you done for me lately?
I brought in a cake for you this morning.
That's true. You did bring in a cake.
I brought in a cake earlier.
Custard tart.
A custard tart. Cool. And talking of which,
she
on
was lovely.
Line two. Are you there, Natalie?
Hello?
I'm here. I love custard tarts.
Oh, do you?
So do I,
my
darling.
We're big fans of custard tarts in the studio, Natalie. So
we
sounds like
some.
You're in the right place, mate.
Yeah, are you going to send me some over?
No.
Now, Natalie, are phoning in. From where? From whence?
I'm in Northamptonshire.
Lovely, the home of shoes. Shoes,
it is.
Northampton
team called the Cobblers, isn't they?
The Cobblers. Church's shoes are up there.
Oh, Posh Shoes. Any other shoe companies
any
up there?
Any other shoes, or shall we drop
Clark's.
This particular...
Clark's up there, actually.
No.
I love shoes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not quite...
No, that's
I
not
love
what we
shoes,
asked,
not what
it?
We asked, but it was... Something. Natalie, now we heard on the grapevine that you are a fan of the show. I'm amazed that there is one.
First of all, can we just establish whether or not that is true?
Yes, I am. A big fan.
Do you listen to this show, Natalie?
I listen to it while eating my custard tarts.
Oh, that could be messy.
I don't believe one of those statements.
Yes, it's one of my pastimes. I really enjoy it.
Oh, darling.
You're a good girl.
She's
thank
a lovely
you.
Thing. Thank
nice.
You. We don't get much feedback.
No, it's nice you get some feedback.
Nice. Are you at work or are you at home now?
No, I'm at home now. I've just got home, went to town, did a bit of shopping, and just come home. I thought I'd have a little chat with you.
Oh, what did you buy, Natalie?
What did I buy?
What did you buy?
Oh, well, I bought some garlic, because I do like garlic.
Not too much, though, Natalie.
Not too much. I don't want to stink too much.
No, you must stink.
I went and bought a Costa coffee.
Oh, that is
nice. I do like my Costa coffee.
Yeah, I do.
And then I came back.
Yes.
So you went to town to buy some garlic and some Costa coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you're doing today that we should know about?
I'm going to the gym.
Yes, this is a comedy cul-de-sac. Let's move over to what we can do for you, my darling.
Do you need any advice?
What did you want to speak to us about, my darling?
Well, let me ask you something, right?
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
The meat.
So I went to Costa Coffee today.
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah.
I
want to ask you your opinion.
Okay.
Now, as I was walking past Costa Coffee, I overheard a conversation from a couple of ladies were saying that they had a full packet of cigarettes in their hand and had about two or three cups of coffee, which is about £5 a cup. Can I just mention that?
In Costa Coffee, it's £5 a cup of coffee.
Yeah, almost £5.
I think you've got that wrong.
Yeah, you've got that. Costa Packet, I'll call it.
Costa Brava.
Costa Brava, yeah. And your question is?
The lady was complaining that she doesn't get enough benefit money to survive a week.
Yeah.
I was.
drinking and smoking. I just don't understand.
Let's write what is the actual
question? Are you complaining about that? Because I'll tell you what, I'm always going to take the side of this woman. I am claiming every benefit under the sun, Natalie, darling.
Yeah.
And let me tell
how
you.
How much benefit do you get? I'm on Job Seekers.
So I'm on £71 a week, Job Seekers. And then, but you get housing benefit on top of that. And because I'm claiming disability as well, I've got the whole thing sewn up, really.
Let me write that down. So, four ladies, five pounds for the coffee, five pounds for the cigarettes.
How much you pack of fags these days?
A packet of fags.
About six quid.
For 20?
That's a lot of money.
And your question is, should we send them all back? Or was it send them all back? To where they come from. I was being ironic.
Only joking.
Before the political correct crowd found
out. The awkward squad.
I was being ironic.
Natalie, what you have to remember? Are you suggesting that they are getting too much benefits, not enough benefits? Or?
Well, I think that if they can go and have a coffee at Costa Coffee, I think they're getting a bit too much benefit.
I see. So these people on benefits shouldn't be having cups of coffee. Is that what you're saying?
I think that what I'd like to see is that they should be allowed to enjoy their coffee, but as a result, after they finish their coffee, bring the disused empty coffee cup to the counter where boiling, scalding water is tipped on their heads, just to remind them that they haven't got a job and they don't really deserve a coffee.
I think that's absolutely right,
Barry. I hope that's some help there.
Natalie, do you have a job?
I've just left my job, actually.
What job have you just left?
I was working on a ship.
You were working on
a ship?
What, are you a pirate?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a pirate?
I'm not a pirate.
Heaven forbid. We do try to avoid them phoning in.
I wouldn't have them ringing. No. Are you a pirate, Natalie?
Only on Tuesdays.
Oh, a Tuesday pilot.
What do you do on the ships exactly?
Was it entertainment?
I was a social hostess.
Oh nice. Prostitute?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh, nice. Good
money.
Did you see any...
Good money.
Was it like a cruise ship sort of thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Where did you sail to?
I was Asia.
You know what
You've been all over the world.
Susan Boyle, she's doing the cruise ships. They strap her to the front. It wards off the Somali pirates.
Yeah.
This is true. Well, in fact, they tried to give me to the Somali pirates because to leave them alone. But then they
you're worth a few quid, are you, Natalie?
Really?
And so tell me, Natalie, on these cruise ships, is there a lot of fannying about below deck?
A lot of what?
Fannying about below deck.
Yes, a little bit.
Is there?
Yeah,
bit of kissing, bit of kissing and cuddling.
Yeah, yeah.
In the laundry room,
in a tiny bunk. Is there a bunk up in the bunks?
There are bunk beds. Yeah, right down below.
What down below? And did you get much action?
No. Oh. I'm a little bit too boisterous for the boys. They don't really like me very much.
Oh, I don't know. You sound very nice. Yeah. I like someone. With
what are you doing wrong?
I think I've got a radio face. That's what people tell me.
Oh, oh you poor darling. Well, there you go.
You don't have to feel sorry for me.
Oh, no, we do feel sorry for you, my
did
angel.
You, did anyone tickle your fancy?
Did you eat too much garlic?
I think it was. I think it was I ate too much garlic.
Coffee
didn't
breath,
like me.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Coffee and garlic breath. Coffee, that's what garlic. What have you been up to today?
Just been doing this.
We're still talking about you, my darling. This, you can't deflect angel. It.
Listen, now you've got your land legs back for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
In Northampton, yes, landlocked Northampton. When will you be going to sea once again?
When am I going
to
do what?
When will you be going to see once again?
I'm going to see who?
When will you be going to see once again?
Oh, when am I going to see once again?
Yes, when are you going to see once again?
When am I going to see once again?
Yes, yes. When are you going to see once again?
I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
What are you going to do then?
Well, I've quit
you're
now.
You're going to sign on?
Well, I'm not going to sign on. No.
You want to, you can get a lot of coffee.
You get a lot of coffee for free and hang around doing nothing.
I know, that sounds like a really good
it is a good
life,
deal.
What job do you want then, my darling, if it's not on the cruise ship? What sort of
I
thing?
Where
do?
Are you going to go next?
At leisure.
Where are you going to go
at
next?
At leisure at the minute. I'm okay. Enjoying...
Why don't you get a job in an hotel in Dubai?
You what?
Why don't you get a job in an hotel in Dubai?
Oh, do you know what? I've just come back from Dubai 2 years ago. But I haven't just come
just
back
come
Dubai,
back 2 years ago. Is that your time frame? When did you just leave this job? 6 years ago?
No, it was in September.
What was it like out
September.
There?
September.
They'd chop your hand
Dubai,
off out there if you nick anything, wouldn't they? They got the right idea. There'd be
like
no coffee for the poor people out there, mate. They'll whip your head off if you ask for a coffee.
Yeah, they lop it off over there,
they'll
mate.
They'll take you into an arena and shoot you in front of a baying crowd.
Behead you.
Well, they would. If I was doing a lot of fannying around,
then they don't like that
shot.
On the beach,
they
do
they? Don't like
they don't like people fannying around.
No, they don't. They don't like a bit of poke on the beach. Listen.
No, they don't. You're not allowed to do that.
So what? So you've got no idea what you want to do next?
No, I'm 32 and I don't know what I want to do.
So why don't you want to go back to sea?
Because I got seasick.
Oh, well, that's no good, is it?
Yeah, I got a little bit seasick, but also...
Did you get sick of the sea or did you get literally seasick?
I got a little bit sick of the sea.
Go on, tell me what are you going to say, what happened?
Well, the thing is, I always find that when people go away on holiday, that they've... end up just being completely stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
And they talk to people like crap.
Yeah.
And I just don't really like it. I think that, you know, when you're in service and you're doing service and people can be so rude.
Oh, I know.
And,
my
that, you know, you don't become Natalie, you become Oi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, and if you give me this.
Yeah. I tell you what you want to go. You want to go to America. They appreciate good service over there. And they chip you like there's not like it's going out of fashion. So you can really, really make some good wonga.
I would imagine if you were, what was it, a social hostess, if you didn't enjoy being sociable, that would be hellish, wouldn't it?
Bloody wall, wouldn't it?
Hellish.
Yeah, well.
Having a permanent smile on your face.
Well, I was just in America. And I like America.
You've been all over the place.
Yeah, but it's too phony, a little bit too...
Fake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're so great. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Blaspheming. Like, oh. Now, I just want to tell you something, Natalie. We've nearly come to the end of this show, but we've enjoyed speaking to you so much. Would you do it again sometime and phone in?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm not really doing anything else.
No, you've got nothing to do at the moment.
Nothing else to do. Look, I just want to thank you, and I don't mean to cut you off, my darling, but we're going to have to go soon.
Oh, a shame.
But I just want to...
Oh, it's a shame.
Oh, it's so nice. Isn't it nice? It's the only person who's actually decided to phone in who's a fan of the show.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Thank you, my darling.
She's got nothing else to do, so fair enough.
Bye-bye, my darling. Night-night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I love all that.
I like that. Yeah. Great song, isn't it?
I like all that. Reminds me of me clubbing days.
Oh, that's right. That was The Prodigy with Warrior...
Princess?
Warrior Princess. Zena the Warrior Princess.
Something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've had... What a show we've had.
It zipped along, isn't it?
Oh, we had Arge thingy.
Yeah.
Off of thingy.
Off of Towie's.
Off of the Towie shows. Yes. We had two French fellas who weren't very funny off of Cardinal Burns.
They were rubbish.
Rubbish. And then we had Jay Foreman, who was wonderful and can actually play.
And he had a talent and he could do stuff and he just makes you think that there is not enough of that sort of stuff going on at the moment. People can do things.
Then we set that lady right with a moan about the sponging scum. And now
we're nearly at the end of the show.
We do hope you've enjoyed it.
We tied ourselves in knots with McDonald's.
That's all got to come out later. Don't worry about that. That's going to go.
You're wondering what the bloody hell we're talking about.
That's gone because there was something that was probably a bit dodgy.
Something that was said that was found on a conspiracy website that actually isn't... Well, it's probably true, but anyway.
But now we're not even going to mention it.
We're not going to go near it anymore.
We're not going to go near it. We've just got time to tell you who's on next week's show.
So, kicking off with Abu Hanja.
Sherlock Holmes will be here opposite him and they're going to have a fight in the studio.
Fight, see who wins that. The sword is more powerful than the pen. Something like that.
Of course.
We are going to have Bella Rembo. She's coming on.
We've got a koala bear, which John Bercow, the Speaker of the House of Commons, is bringing in.
That's right. Then we've got the wife of the Speaker of the House of Commons, who's coming in with that gypsy.
She's coming in with that gypsy fella she knocks around with. That's right. We have got Anne Widdicombe's going to be showing us a new trapeze act.
She's doing on Channel 5, and then along with Tom Daly,
and then we got Len Goodman in as Mankini, and we've got Lassie will be threatening to come back, always threatening to come back.
Yeah,
and who else?
She's coming on. We've got the bloke off of Bullseye, not the bloke that ran it, but the bloke, Tony Green,
the
one that called the dog,
Tony Green, and this man. LL Cool J will be on.
He'll be here with his hat and his muscles. And
he will be on with A.N. Wilson.
That's right. And Henry Miller.
Henry Miller and British Home Stores will be making an appearance with Freedom Hardy Willis. Dolan and Aitchison will be in.
And what was his name?
Steve Austin off of the $6 Million Man.
Who am I thinking of? H. Ratner.
Gerald Ratner will be on. So that's next time. Join us, LL Cool J.
Gerald Ratner, Bella Rembo, Abu Hanja,
Sally Burko, Hamza, Sherlock Holmes, and the man who invented the tightrope, Brian Blessed. That's next time here on FUBAR Radio. Just remains for me, Ronald Aitchison, to say goodnight.
And me, Barry Sheen. To say thank you very much.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Take it away. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.